Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
You know very well who you are. You're the only one. You've got my heart. And you've had a few boys too many. But I'm the only one to wake you up.
It was all a dream.
I'm in mind of the way we could stick up so personal. You just thought you still get my love and now you know.
It was all a dream.
And I don't need no one, baby. Without you I'm incomplete. My love is just like the bar. Put it all on me. I don't want nobody else. Baby, all I need is you. You're the one. And I don't want nobody else. Baby, all I need is you.
You're the one I want.
Time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. All right, y'all, we about to get into it. We about to get into it hard tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to wish everybody a happy new year, 2014. New things, new bigger things going on. You know what I'm saying? I wish everybody, you know, could stick with their New Year's revolution. Do what you could achieve what you didn't achieve. In 2013, make sure you achieve it. 2014, let's stop all the nonsense, all the hating, and all that, and let's get this started right. Now, before we even get started, you know, I want to let y'all know Swagger, he got a Pay in Full 90s Get Money edition going down at Stage 48 tonight in Midtown, 605 West 48th Street, 11th Avenue. It's going to be sick. When I say sick, it's going to be sick. So tonight, what I want to do right now is I want to take some time. I'm going to introduce y'all and let y'all know who's coming on for the night. But I'm going to take it easy tonight. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Like I said, happy new year to everybody. I see everybody starting to call me. Happy new year to everybody from the whole DC College family. Now, let me fill y'all in on last week's episode before I let y'all know about this week's episode that's going down, because it's going to be sick tonight. Last week, we had my man JoJo Capone on, and he was part of the Global Gangster. JoJo, in case y'all didn't know, he did a lot of things. And if you listen to last week's archives, I have filled in about some things I wanted to talk to him about, but I didn't bring it up. We're going to leave it like that, but he did a lot of things for, like, the game. You know what I mean? Yes, the game. The rapper, the game, that deal with 50 Cent and all that. It was a whole big thing. You know, maybe one day if you look him up, you see exactly what I'm talking about. But we had JoJo Capone on last week, and we had Iniquity. He's actually the one who started Old School Party. Now, if you heard Boogie Blocks blame it on a Henny, you'll know where Boogie Blocks got that music from Iniquity. So check that out when you get a chance. But to hear last week's archives, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archive. Tonight, what we're going to do is, you know, it's a topic. We can talk about the topic, or we can sit back and enjoy the music. Because I definitely want to play this Drunken Love by Beyonce. Because last night we had some controversy going on, a little something about this Drunken Love that Beyonce had wrote. And on Reality Relationship, they was talking about it. You know, some of them disagree, some of them don't disagree. You know, but there were some things going on about that. We're going to talk about that. But the topic for tonight is, you know, what was your New Year's resolution and what you didn't achieve in 2013 that you want to achieve in 2014? Those are the topics for tonight. Also, we have up-and-coming artist female Nashville in the building, and we're going to play her smashing single, Fancy. After her, our special guest appearance is Deja Vu. Now, if you know about Motown Records and all the artists they had on, you know about Deja Vu. Two females doing their thing in the music industry hard. They got their new debut CD coming out, All Right. We're going to play their single and a couple of more joints over their CD, so make sure you tune in for that. Don't forget about Swagger Joint going down tonight. And my man Swizzy, Uncle Suede, have something going down tomorrow night. I'm going to fill y'all in on that as well. But what we're going to do, like I said, the topics for tonight, you can do that. You can sit back, and enjoy the music. Or press 1, because I see the lines is flooded now. Press 1 to go on the air. Or sit back and join the crew. What I'm going to do for this year, I'm not going to only play up-and-coming artists. I'm going to play some of the new joints that's out now. And if you have something you want to say about the new joints as well as the up-and-coming artists, feel free to do that as well. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into Drunken Love by Beyonce. And y'all let me know what y'all need to feel about this track, because it's been a lot of controversy going on with it. This is GQ Palace, loving it.
It is butter, baby!
Let's make it happen, baby. Don't forget, call in. Give your advice on this track. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Just stay on the line and hear the show as well. If you're on your PC, 200-3838.
I get filthy when I look good at you. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off you, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off you, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Grinding on that wood. I'm swerving on that.
Swerving, swerving on that big body, been serving all this. Swerp, surfing all in this good, good. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
Stumble all in the house, kind of back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talk about you be reppin' that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink, clink, Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Tall plague in the foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, said eat the cake, anime, I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast, we gon' in.
Daddy, I want you.
To the song. Now, last night, you know, we had some things going on with the song. I think we talked about it or whatever the case is. But I just had to play that song because I actually really did want to listen to the lyrics. And I never realized Jay-Z said, eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake, anime. Well, wait. Let me tell y'all. Me, personally, I like the song. I got to give a shout-out to my cousin because she said something about getting drunk in the kitchen on Facebook, and I was like, yo, I don't remember her being in the kitchen when we was at the house, and now I realize she was talking about the song. But like I said, we're going to do things different this year. We're going to play some new joints. We also going to be playing some up-and-coming artist joints on Friday and doing a GQ general question as well. So like I said, the topic for the GQ, the pink anime, wait, the topic for tonight is, you know, what was your New Year's resolution? If you want to press 1, because I see the lines is getting flooded, press 1 to go on the air and state what was your New Year's resolution and what you didn't achieve in 2013 that you want to achieve in 2014. All right? But, oh, man, that kind of caught me off guard. I got to say, it really did catch me off guard. I also want to give a shout-out to my man, DJ Cass P. You know, oh, and I got to give a shout out to my baby girl, Destiny. She did some drops for me, and I got to say, I can't even get them on the play to drop, but we're going to fix that. If we can't fix it tonight, by next week, y'all will be hearing some drops from my beautiful daughter, Destiny, who shouted me out. Yes, let people know that he is as well listening to Rich Money. So y'all got to chill out with the foul language and all that. this year. We definitely got to cut it short because I'm going to let y'all know we do have all type of listeners listening, and they want to hear what's going on as well with all the foul language. You know what I mean? But what I want to do right now, I want to play one more joint. I see we got callers calling in, but I just want to play one more joint, you know. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take this first caller and see what they got to say. Then we're going to go to another new joint by Shabazz Ishmaele. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Who is that? That's your
I tell you what, I ain't eat no cake. I almost said the D cake, but Adam ain't eat no cake. What? I ain't taking no cake, and I ain't taking no mess for 2014. I went through a little situation last night. I'm done with ignorant people. When you can't be an adult and do what you're supposed to and make decisions, then it's time for me to walk away. I can't help you make no decisions when you grown.
Exactly.
So you know, miss me with the BS.
I understand that. Now, that is that the New Year's revolution?
Yeah, but you know what? My most important one is to get closer to God.
Okay. That's definitely, you definitely got to do that.
Because he's been too good to me. And, you know, where he been taking 2 and 3 steps, I've been taking baby steps. I ain't even took a full step. So, you know, it's time for me to really just focus on my life with God. You know, the rest of it is irrelevant, really.
Exactly. I understand exactly.
You know, time is getting short. I'm about to be a year older soon, you know. And it's time to stop playing. Let go of some of these, like you say, the haters. Bye. I'm getting ready to do a clean sweep on my Facebook page of friends. Man, what? My phone, everything.
I hear you.
And if you played around and acted a fool in 2013, you won't play and act a fool with me in 2014.
I hear you. So what you want to achieve in 2014 that you haven't achieved in 2013?
A home.
Okay.
Forget a car, because I can't sleep in the car, but I'd rather have a roof over my head that's mine, that I can say I can call mine, and that's going to be mine.
Yeah, because some people use a vehicle as materialistic. You got to realize, when you have that vehicle, you know, you still got insurance to pay on it, just like on a house, you got your rent, you got your rent. So either way you put it, you still got something you got to pay out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the roof over the head, and there's way more room than being in the car.
There you go.
Now, let me ask you about God
forbid, you know, I close my eyes, my kids will have something that they can call, you know, that was left for mom, for them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, what do you think about Beyonce, Drunk in Love? Do you have a problem with that song now? No, I actually listened to the lyrics. And I actually heard the hiccups, you know, like she's drunk and everything.
That's what I was going to say. Heck, I can't understand half of the words because you could tell they sound like she was wasted. She sounded about
like me
I would be in my drunken days.
But you know what? I never paid attention to the song.
Tonight.
I got a lot of female cousins in my family. And, you know, there's more females than guys. And they was playing it on New Year's. Then they played it again. And then I said, like, another hour or two, they played it again. I'm like, what the? And it started growing on me. But I never paid attention to it. But, last night they were like,
The part I heard real clear about Eat the Cake anime.
Yeah, I never noticed that part. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. Me personally, I like the song. I do. I don't think there's nothing wrong with the song. I think, you know, even though you got the kids that listen to the song,
yeah,
you understand, you know, they just, the kids still have their own mind. So even if you try to stop them from hearing the song, when they go out on the streets, they're going to hear it.
They're going to hear it. They're going to hear it. You know,
yes,
and my thing is, that's an opinion of each individual.
Exactly.
You know,
I think everybody has their own.
Like Miley Cyrus, you know, people find things wrong with her. Well, where some people, a lot of people like her. She making money. So obviously they like what she doing in this song with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
On New Year, she tore it down.
Right. So, you know, that's the individual thing, you know. Like I said, man, personally, you know, like you were saying, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But it would be a song that has to grow on me, though.
You know what else I want to talk about, too? I want to talk about these celebrities. I think that's what I want to talk about tonight, these celebrities. Like Gabrielle Union. Everybody feels she made a good move because even though her and Dwayne Wade break up, he wound up having a baby by this other female.
Right.
You understand? And they said she still stuck by her. Is that something you would have done if you broke up? You know, if y'all decided to have space, would you actually went back with your man? If y'all had space and you went with somebody and you got somebody pregnant?
Okay. With that being said, Rich, I think it had him and I broke up. You know, and not with the plans of even possibly getting back together. What he did then, I shouldn't be upset about it because we were broke up. You know, once we talked about getting back together and he was open and let me know, then, you know, it would have been up to me to say, you know what, I don't think I'll be able to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends. Their lives, again, it's strictly up to that individual. Me, yeah, I would have dealt with it because we had broken up. What if I would have went out there and got pregnant? You know, the question is, would he have stuck by me?
Ah, that's a good question. Hold the line. We have another caller. We want to bring
you
on. Hello, caller. State your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Kim. How are you?
Hey,
hello, Kim.
Kim.
How are you doing?
Oh, where I'm from. I'm from Long Island, where we got the most snow. I'm just saying.
Oh, we got it, too.
Okay, Kim, did you hear what was going on right now?
I heard a little bit about Beyonce, and then I heard a little bit about Gabrielle Union.
Okay, so what's going on? We're doing something different for the new year. All right, this is what we're doing. All right, we also playing. What I'm going to start doing for the new year is, you know, we do the general question, you know, and also I'm going to be playing music. So, you know, if people want to chime in on the general question, was actually, what was your New Year's resolution and what you didn't achieve in 2013 that you want to achieve in 2014? Now, as the topic is going on, we also talking about Drunken Love, the Beyonce new song. That has a controversy going on with it. Like I was saying, he's saying, eat the cake, man, anime, eat the cake. So as time went on, we also discussed in the Gabrielle and Dwayne Wade situation. So we got a lot going on here tonight at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So, we got a lot going on. All right.
Yeah. You can give your thoughts on the topic as well, and the storm as well, and what you think about the Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union situation. Now, if you was in that situation and you and Dwayne, let's say your man broke up, y'all didn't break up, but y'all took space, and he got somebody pregnant, would you actually go back with him? Because everybody gives her a lot of props because she decided to stick with him after the situation.
Right, but I think what everyone's not realizing is, one, did she know that there was a possibility somebody could be pregnant, you know, could have gotten pregnant on the break, one. Two, was everything open in the forefront? Like, all right, you did whatever you did. I did whatever I did. We're going to leave it at that, and we're going to start all over fresh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think those things have to be established first. And I think she's a very mature, you know, woman. I love Gabrielle Union. So I know in my heart that on top of, you know, she prayed about it. She forgave him for whatever he did. He forgave her for whatever they did. And they said, you know what, we're going to start off fresh. This just happened to be, not saying baggage, but this just happened to be some leftover sloppy baggage that happened when there was a break. And, you know, But I think they'll be fine.
Okay, is that something that you would have put yourself in? How you would have handled that situation?
I would have did the same. I would have did the same thing I just said. Where we'd have to discuss what took place on the break. Is there a possibility that somebody could, you know, be pregnant or whatever the case may be? Or heck, could I be pregnant from whatever the case may be? You know, we got to discuss everything up front. You know, we got to discuss everything up front. And as long as everything is on the table of what happened during the break, this way nothing comes back and bites you in the butt later on, I think everything will be smooth. But if I find out after I had already said, all right, we put it on a table and you forgot to tell me about that situation,
it's a problem.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I feel you on that one, Kim.
Yeah, I'm leaving you on that.
So what do you think about this drunken love?
You know, my honest opinion on that one, I think that kind of went to like the all-time low for Beyonce, you know.
And I only say
that because you have the baby, you know what I mean? You have the baby now, so it's like some of the things that you used to do, you're not supposed to do those more because you are a mother. And you're pretty much saying sex sells. Watch me, you know, hump around all over the sand and tell my man what I do to his hardwood. You know, it's like you're promoting sex and selling it at this point. And I think that she doesn't have to do that at this point in her career. I think at this point, she's already established. She's already made that money. She's a mother. She's a businesswoman. I think she has a lot to lose by putting herself out there like that for this song.
Wow. Wow. That was the first time I heard that from her.
Eat the cake out of me.
I mean, because you know how, like, some people have to do things, or, like, their image is solely on sex and selling sex. You know, some people's image is like that already. Beyonce, she's already established. She don't have to do that. You know what I mean? And even if her and Jay-Z wanted to make something, I mean, you make that a video at home with your man or something. You don't do all that stuff on video and sell it I'm dropping this video, you know?
Let me ask you something. What's the difference between, who was it, Sparkle singing a song, giving her man something he can feel?
Say it again?
Sparkle's a song.
Are you talking about In Vogue?
Yeah.
In Vogue?
In Vogue didn't actually make that song. Sparkle made that song a long time ago. They just redid it, but yeah.
Right,
but... say In Vogue.
Okay, so I'm going to say In Vogue because that was my era. In Vogue gave you something sexual. That's what their image was. That's the difference.
Okay, but...
regardless of what
the
original format of their video?
Yeah, do you remember the video?
And Vogue's video, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that was sex.
Moving around on the bed. And so that's what I'm saying. So what's the difference between Beyonce doing it on the beach compared to In Vogue doing it on the bed? If you ask me, the bed is more unappropriate.
Because their
than
image.
The beach.
But you're not getting what I'm saying. Their image was solely, regardless of what the concept of this song was back in the day before I was even born. The concept of the song when I got it was, I'm gonna give my man something to feel to let him know that this love is real. That's what I'm gonna do for him. I'm gonna show him exactly what he's about to get before he gets it.
Okay, so what's the difference?
That was their image.
She was drinking.
It was an image. You're not really getting it. I don't know how to help you. I can't help you get it.
It was an image.
Your image.
So with Beyonce, it's not an image. Yvonne was doing it at the same time as
Beyonce
to create the
cloud. You're not getting. Okay, let me help you. You're not getting it. What I'm saying is, if Beyonce's image from day one with Destiny's Girl was sex, if that was her image, then this is nothing
new, and
nobody is surprised with it.
But that's what I'm telling
because
you. And Vogue image wasn't like that either. There's nobody image that's like that. You create an image as you go along in the industry. You got to realize in the industry, you create an image to attract more people to your song so they can buy your song. And both
right, and what I'm saying, but what I'm saying to you to help you with the whole with Beyonce, Beyonce doesn't have an image that sex. She doesn't have that image. She's portraying that right now because she wants that newfound fan or fame.
God.
And what I'm saying is, she doesn't have to do that. She's a mother. She's respected. Well, that's why it's your opinion, right?
You want me to tell you why? Yeah, but I disagree.
Look
at Deja Vu.
You asked me my opinion, Rich Money. I'm telling you my opinion.
I know. I understand your opinion. I just disagree with it, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look at Deja Vu, she's creating a sex image. She's rolling around. The same thing she's doing in another slow dance. Another song she got, I think it was called Dance For You. And the guy is
she's
sitting in
wrong.
A chair. You understand? No, you're going by
the video
now.
I saw on YouTube. No, I'm going by the video
by
I saw on YouTube.
She said she's not drunk. So let me ask you. Instead of saying drunk in love, if she'd have said mad, I'm mad in love, it would have been something different. She said you're going
well,
by the lyrics.
Okay.
She's not going by
the
appearance of the video.
When I buy a song, when I buy a CD, when I download a song or a CD, I'm going by what the lyrics is, so this way I know if it's something that I'm willing to accept, willing to tolerate, or willing to let it grow on me. And I'm letting you know that I'm not a fan of that song, and that's my personal opinion. And it doesn't matter what you say, but that's my personal opinion. I think that being a mother, I think that being a mother first, before any type of fame and fashion, I think you have to uphold yourself as a mother. And I think that when you're making a video that sells something like that, you know, and that says that, okay, it's okay for you to be drunk and in love. Don't nobody want no drunken lady making no video saying, hey, babe, this is for you. You know what I'm saying? Come on. No.
I disagree.
I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't download it. I seen the video last night. I'm not impressed. But that's my personal opinion.
That's it all to be. I don't think it's no different than Tyrese's video. Best of Me. You understand? Him and whatchamacallit is on the beach. But everybody likes that song. It's not because you understand what I mean? They're on the beach. But
I understand what you're saying.
I want to play another song for y'all.
I understand what you're saying, but it's not going to get me to change my mind about it.
No, I'm not trying to get you to change your mind.
It is.
But I want to get into another song. It's called Last Night by Sebastian featuring Wale. Did y'all hear that song yet?
No.
Okay, because everybody got real quiet. So what I want to do is I want to get into that real fast. And we're going to come back, and I want to know what was your New Year's resolution, Kim, and what you did in 2013, what you didn't do in 2013 that you want to do in 2014. All right?
Get him, Kim.
Oh, Lord. This is Last Night.
Polaris. Double M. Slip and Slide collabo. Let's get it. What he talking about? Know I've been a Roma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip the side of the body until she get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. And if not, I just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was for something to go. Now you can't believe that you did. I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, girl. I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah. And I'm rubbing it. Oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential between me and you? Between me and you. Remember when I said I'm trying to find time to talking about you. Yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lips on fire, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 times ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you are to say that last night.
Stay real with it. What they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out. Cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. So get it right. Woo.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lips on fire, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 times ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, you were the same that last night. I swear to God and I promise I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to touch you, yeah.
Oh. And now I'm rubbing it, and now I'm rubbing it.
Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential?
Confidential.
Between me and you,
we already did it.
Between me and you,
we already did it.
Remember when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. Talking about you, yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lips on fire, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 times ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you were the same that last night.
Alright, so what we're gonna do is, first I'm gonna get back with Miss Kim, you know, because she stated, you know, the fact of, you know, the New Year's thing as well. So I wanna get back to Miss Kim, and I believe we have Kim on the line as well. My listeners, if you're listening, press 1 to join in on the conversation. I don't know if y'all waiting for the other artists, but tonight, yes, we have Nasia Mills. Yeah, Nasia Mills, she's an up-and-coming artist. And then we have from Motown Records, and their name is Deja Vu, and they doing some big things. But, Miss Kim, let me get you real fast.
Yes.
You know, what was
how
your
you
New Year's
Rich
Revolution?
Money?
I'm okay. What was your New Year's Revolution? You know, and what you didn't do in 2013 that you would like to achieve in 2014?
Okay, so my New Year's resolution, I had a couple, but one was not to smoke. You know, that was my New Year's, that was one of them. The other one was to be a better mother, you know, a better parent, you know, for my kids. And I had a couple, you know, to make more money, to, you know, allow God to, you know, use me and me do whatever it is that he's called me to do, you know. So I had a couple, you know, but ones that you guys would probably understand would probably be, you know, I guess be a better, you know, a better parent, better role model for the kids.
So let me ask you, so you're not a good role model at the time, you feel you could do, you know, because I think a parent just, you know, do what they could do, you know, you know. You know, there's only so much you could do, you know, depending on how old a child is, to be truthful with you.
I think that because there's no handbook for children that tells you how to be a parent, I think that some people learn how to be parents as they go along. And I think meaning myself included, I think that sometimes when we learn as we go along, we sometimes make the same mistake, and I think our children tend to see that sometimes we don't know what the heck we're doing, but we're just winging it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to wing it. I want to have a plan, and I want to trust God more with that plan. So this way things come to me more easier because I'm paying attention to what the plan actually is. and I'm not winging it. So I don't want to wing it. I want to, you know, I know, I want to know. I want to be a part of making the plan.
You want to ace it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask y'all, as y'all being mothers, okay, let me ask y'all, do y'all feel it's a bad thing for mothers to go out with their older daughters, you know, like to party and everything? Or do you feel like it's not bad as long as, you know, present yourself like a lady?
With that, and me having a daughter of age to go, now, if it's a constant thing, I don't think it's a good thing, honestly. Every once in a blue moon on special occasions, maybe, but to just do it every weekend, every day of the week, I don't think that's a good look for the mother. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to be hanging with my daughter no every single weekend, you know. If we were around each other, well, for one thing, I don't go out like that, no way. But if I did, it wouldn't be with her. Because then I may be out there doing some things that's, you know.
You know what? I'm going to say, see, because I do have a daughter that is, you know, old enough, you know, to get into a club, and I have my niece as well. And I'm gonna tell you, in last year, maybe the years before, you know, I kind of felt like, okay, well, if it's my birthday or if it's their birthday, then I could take them out to the club or something like that. That's one thing. But I think that as a parent, I think what we're doing is we're kind of like giving bad examples, you know, with our children to let them know that, and Rich Money, I don't really expect you to understand this one because you're not a female, but I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to use the example to clarify it for you, okay? Say me and my daughter, we go to the club, right? We go to the club, me and my niece, we're chilling at the club, and I'm on the floor, and I'm dropping it down. I'm getting my eagle on and all types of things, okay? And my daughter and my niece, so they're seeing me drop it down and everything, and I got this one buying me drinks, and I got this one right behind me on my tailbone. I don't even know who he is, what his name is, or his mama name, but we're getting down, okay?
Okay.
I think that's a bad example. And I think if you're a mother and you're going to go out, then it should be something cordial, maybe like a lounge or something like that.
Right.
But I don't think that you should make your daughter feel like, all right, my mom's a whore, you know, and I don't really want her to be here right now because she's embarrassing me. I don't think it should be like that. And I think that nowadays, you know, because there's no handbook on how to be a parent, I think that sometimes the kids get caught up in it because there's no handbook on it. You know, there's no handbook to say my mother should not be dropping it down low. My mom got like three, four kids at home, you know.
And it could be a competing thing too, Kim.
Right.
You know, that daughter may think, hey, I need to go out here and compete, you know, to see if I can drop it like my mom doing it and get all these drinks, or every time I go out at night, you know, this is what I need to do to get drinks flowing or whatever. So I agree with you. That's why I was saying on special occasions, it's okay.
Right.
You know, but then I don't want none of her little friends that's her age running up in my face thinking that you can get a play or holler too.
Right. Like, yeah, it's no fun till my homies can get some, one of those things.
Exactly.
You don't want that, you know.
Right.
You don't want that. And I think, because I would tell you, when I was going out and I was in the clubs a lot, you know, there was this mother and daughter that was always at the club. Like, the mom, she had to be in, like, her 50s or something. Her daughter had to be in, like, her 30s, maybe 40s, you know. But, like, you can look at them. They got on matching outfits. They look ridiculous.
What?
You know, like, when I say ridiculous, both of them look like they both had so much highway miles on them. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And
oh,
you
really?
Couldn't but you couldn't tell them that was not appropriate, because they just knew in their heart and in their mind that they was the best looking thing in the club because it was mother and daughter. And I'm like, if they really understood how ridiculous they look right now, like, mom, you about to need a walker soon, you know, and if this one don't stop, it's ridiculous.
But, you know, that's not cute either, because then you got the mother, I'm sure, wearing the, like, you know, yeah, I'm going to use Daisy Dukes all the way up to her butt. And the daughter dressed the same way, you know, like the men looking at like, wow, you know, which one do I take? You know, both of you being, like you said, a whore, basically.
Right, right. Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do it. So that was like my...
No, we ain't dressing alike and all that.
Yeah, see, that's just for one of my, you know, New Year's resolutions, you know, was just to be a better parent, you know, and not to overstep my bounds, you know, because, like, I'm with me and my, you know, fiance, my soon-to-be husband, you know, we have children together. Not together, but, you know, I have my stepchildren. And I have to remember, like, not to overstep and push my belief, you know, on mm-hmm. his belief for the kids, you know.
Right.
So it's learning. I think it's big, you know, it's a big thing. And I'm learning, you know, I'm learning.
And that's what's up. I mean, you know, hey, at least, like you said, you're making positive, you know, you want to be a positive role model for the kids, and you want to do positive things this year versus last year.
Right.
You know, because I know I have, man, you talking about some stinking ways, and it almost hit me again last night. Oh. That's why I said I got to leave it alone, you know, because if you keep going to that same playground, you're going to play.
Yeah,
so
you're gonna get
my
hurt.
Thing is, I need to stay away from that playground, which is some people.
Right.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question, okay? Because mm-hmm. you hear a lot, just speaking in general, you hear a lot of people saying, oh, I'm going to do this different from the new year. I'm going to do that different for the new year. Now, if this is the way you always been, how do you plan on changing it?
Well, me personally, I think that I've always been a good mother, you know. I've always been a good mother. I've always been a good mother and a good father, you know, because I've had to play both roles.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm learning now is when you get involved with someone who has children, you can't walk in with the same attitude of, I've raised my kids to be a certain way. I need your kids to be that same way too. You can't
right.
walk into it like that because they're all different, you know. And the reason I said be a better parent, a better role model, is because you have to allow room for trial and error. And I think that in my life, in raising my niece and my daughter, there was no room for trial and error because I wasn't having it, you know. I wasn't having it whatsoever. I was very strict, right by the book. This is what we're doing. It's X, Y, and Z. There's nothing you can say different about it. This is what we're doing. What I'm learning now with my little one is the kids will make mistakes, you know. And what I'm learning from being in my relationship, okay, the kids will make mistakes, but you have to forgive, you have to start your healing process, and you also have to learn how to help them understand exactly what they did so they won't make the same mistakes. Because I believe that sometimes children see exactly what we're doing. And if we are learning as we're going along and we don't know what we're doing, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you can make that mistake and make that mistake because God got you. It's okay. It's not like that, you know.
Right.
So that's why I say I'm learning how to be a better parent, a better role model, because I think that what I will allow is different than what, let's just say, my fiancé would allow. It's two different
mm-hmm.
things.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to be patient about it, and you have to learn how to fall back and allow certain things to take place. And that's what I'm learning.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. Patience is very important. I mean, because instead of just lashing out like I normally do, you know, it kind of the devil tried me last night. But I just shut it down. And I said, you know what?
I read your post.
I said, you know what? No, because this is what I said I wasn't going to do this year. So, therefore, I just cut the post off because normally I would have kept going. Then I would have got to calling people's names and everything. So I said, let me do what I said that I was going to change. And
right.
that showed me right there that I can do it.
Now, Miss T and Rich Money, I want to answer the other part to your question, Rich Money, but I also have a question that I need help with. I have one of my friends that's going through something, and I want to know you guys' opinion on it. But what didn't I do that, what was it, in 2013 or something? What I didn't achieve, I didn't achieve my marriage. I didn't achieve having my winter white dress and walking down the aisle in church. I didn't achieve that.
Oh, well.
You know what? I don't know why. I had a feeling Tim was going to say that.
I didn't achieve that. And the other the other thing I didn't achieve, which was one of my New Year's resolutions for the year before, was to, you guys see, I talk a lot, right?
It's all right.
I talk a lot, but when it comes down to being in my relationship, I'm not as talkative.
Wow.
I bite my tongue a little bit. So part of my New Year's resolution that I kind of came in and made improvements with was I said that I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to pray about it before I speak my mind, and I'm going to ask God to help me with the right words so I don't come across too nasty, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
And God's helping me, and I wish my, you know, I wish my hubby was listening, because I'm sure he would agree that it started already this year, and I think I handled it very well. I was very proud of myself, you know, with speaking
That's
my mind.
That's great.
You know,
listening. My line is flooded, so I think he's probably listening.
You know, yeah. So,
but you know what, Kim? That's crazy, because I'm the same way. I can say a lot of things, like when we're doing different shows and things like that. I can come out with the most things that I would love to say to him. But then when he comes around, it's like, oh, I can't do that. You know, how am I going to say it to him?
Mm-hmm. But
you know what
my problem is, though?
What?
My problem is that while I'm in, you know, like, I could say a lot, you know, on the radio and, like, to some of my girlfriends and stuff. But the moment that, you know, the moment I'm with my mate, I'm not saying that. And
exactly.
I think that sometimes I'm not saying it is because I don't want him to judge me, whether judge me in, okay, her mouth is real reckless, or judge me like, all right, well, I don't really fall in love with this person right here, you know. So
right.
I don't want him to judge me like that. But I find myself where, like, I can communicate, you know, on, like, the radio, and I can communicate with some of my friends, and I can give them, like, the best advice. But when it comes down to, like, my own relationship, I can't take my own advice.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I'm working on it.
And that's all you can do, you know.
I'm definitely working on it. But can you guys help me with, well, help my friend with her situation?
Okay.
All right. So her situation is, I'm going to say it quickly. The new year started, and with the new year starting, she wanted to see her friend tonight. She wanted to see her boyfriend tonight. And she said, hey, honey, I'm going to get dropped off at your house, you know, because her car broke down, right? So she says, hey, honey, I'm going to get dropped off at your house. And he says, oh, well, I didn't get my check yet. And I have to make a walkway for you to get to the back of the house. I feel better if you come tomorrow.
What does check got to do with him? With her coming to his house?
And so you say, you know, because this is what she said, what does me coming to see you have to do with you getting your check? You should just be happy with that I have a ride to come over there because my car broke down, you know?
Right.
Well, I want to come and see you. And if you have to make a path, so what? Make a path. So I can get there, right?
I'm your significant other. What's the problem?
So help me with this, because she's supposed to get engaged to him and everything. So what am I telling my friend? I'm sorry. Help me. What am I telling him?
You better tell your friend. That's a red flag right there all day long. That's a red flag. He got other plans because he knew, obviously, that this car was broke down, but now you're going to get dropped off. See, he had made other plans, and she wasn't included.
Right. He wasn't ready for that.
Exactly.
Wait. I gotta defend the brother on this one. Wait a minute. Okay, so she wanna come to him, and you gotta make way for her to come through the back, right? Okay.
Right, because he lives in the back.
It's like being a gentleman and putting your coat on the floor so the lady can walk over a puddle. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he want her to come back in the decent format. Maybe he got white rugs. Who knows? You understand? Maybe the man got
white rugs.
Okay.
You should have kept that one.
Now rich money.
It's a new year. I'm trying to help the brother out today.
I don't help with
that.
But you know how you help, though, honestly?
You know what I mean?
The way you help is you give the truth. You honestly, does it
sound
like nonsense?
Listen, that's how you help, though.
Because, guys, honestly, this is a true situation. And I've been dealing with this with my friends for like over an hour.
Automatically,
she's calling me right now.
Automatically, y'all putting a brother on a back burner. Y'all don't know if he's telling the truth or not. How long have they been together? How long have they been together? What makes him want to say this to her? Have the relationship been good enough, and he been doing it all along? Maybe he don't want to see her, and this is way of him telling her. Instead of
she said
that
they get ready to get engaged.
Maybe I'm not understanding what you're saying. But so I didn't give my answer to what I told her. I asked you guys what I thought that
I'm
you should.
Real. As
you know,
a man's point of view. As a man's
yeah,
point of view.
Like
as a man's point of view. If she's serious, or joke aside. If she's really coming and he's telling her that, there's no reason for him if they get engaged and that's his fiance, for him to say he didn't get his check or anything like that. Who knows, to be seriously, the check part. Who knows if he really didn't and he just wanted to do something when she comes. Which you don't really need money to do something to have a good time.
Unless he thinks she's a gold digger and every time he see her, she has to have money. See?
Is that what she's doing to him?
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said unless. I when I think of things, I try and come with the female part and the male part. So the female part of me says, okay, the reason he said he threw it out there that he don't have his check because he thinks that he has to wine and dine you every time you come and he has to have a certain amount of money in his pocket in order for him to feel like he the man. Because, and then when she came with the whole, okay, well, you have to make a pathway in the back, I didn't really understand that because that meant that either you didn't leave out the house all day today or you made a pathway for you to get to the driveway. How come you didn't make a pathway this morning?
Exactly. Well, like I said, that sounds like a red flag to me because, see, you done made some plans because her car was broke down. Now she's got a ride to come and see you, and you're making excuses.
I mean, maybe the man is. You know, I'm not saying the man is.
Ain't
not,
no maybe nothing. Shoot, that don't make no sense. Y'all hold on.
Gotcha. Yes, hello?
I don't know. I can hear you. How can you not hear you? You always yelling, Rich Money.
Okay.
I need your help, Rich Money. And you kind of gave me the runaround right now, but...
Like I told you, seriously, all jokes aside, you understand? Maybe that goes to show how serious, you understand, the engagement is. You understand? So to think about it, if she's really thinking about getting engaged to this guy, I think she better think twice if he's going through this. That means she's really thinking about getting engaged, real talk. You understand?
Okay.
That's real talk right there. Because
if he's making these excuses now, God forbid what it may be like later on.
Right.
Or what he could be doing later.
My thing is, you know, if he's doing all this, it's a reason. And I mean, he probably don't want to get into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because spending the rest of your life together. And
figure out
like
what's going on with him, you know. Why is it all of a sudden now, you know, that this and that, and you got to have money. We're not going up where we don't need nobody.
Right, but see, I think that's the part that kind of got me, though, is that I kind of felt like it was more like, okay, well, I need to make sure that I have my money, you know, let you know I don't have money in advance so you won't ask for nothing, you know. So I mean, that's what I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
But see, that's still messed up, too, though.
Yeah.
You know. And how long you say, I didn't hear that part. How long they been together?
Like 5 months.
That's ludicrous. She might as well leave that alone now and talk about them engaged. Look, he don't even want her. He done had his playtime. Now he ready to play in somebody else's backyard. Get out of here.
It's time for some new things.
That's puppy love right there, 5 months.
Exactly,
I thought you were talking about 5 years.
But we have another segment coming up with a female artist, Nisha Mills, and she's doing a lot of things. But before I go, I want to send this joint out to Tim and her little boyfriend because I think he's listening, you know. Also to you, Miss T, and your keep going with you and yours. You know, you got your little man and everything. Hopefully y'all go on. But we're going to play this old joint before we bring on Nisha Mills. She's a female artist. She's doing big things. We're going to play her smash single, Fancy, and hear what's going on with her in the music. What's her next step in the music industry, all right?
Let's go.
All right. This is going out to Kim and her man, you know, because she feels like, you know, she didn't walk down that aisle in 2013. So who knows? She might just walk down in 2014. We're going to see what happens. But we're going to get into this for Kim and her man. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
What we going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Attitude, I even mad at you, girl. You
walk down the aisle in 2013, and she definitely wouldn't walk down the aisle in 2014. So, Kim, that was from GQ Palace. Your man told us to play that for you. So we played that for you, let you know. Looks like you will be walking down the aisle in 2014. Now, well, you know, hopefully you get to walk down that aisle as well, too. But coming up next, we have Nisha Mills in the building. Now, I hope I'm saying her name right, because I don't know if I said it right the first time, but we're going to bring her on right now to make sure. Nisha, are you there?
You doing? Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Now, was your name pronounced correctly?
Just now when you did it, yes, it was, but before it wasn't. It's okay, though.
Oh, you must have been eavesdropping, huh?
You and I was just tuning in to the show.
I know. Well, if I pronounce it wrong, I do apologize. I do apologize.
Okay,
no
worries. It's cool.
Nisha Mills. Nisha Mills. So.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into that name right now.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with that name, Nisha Mills?
Okay, so my real name is Tanisha. So I was born in New York, and then I moved to North Carolina. So anybody that's close to me, like my family or like my really close friends in North Carolina or in New York before I moved, they called me Nisha. That was my nickname, so Nisha. So I had that since I was a little kid. So when I moved back up to New York to go to school when I was 18, when I came up here, my goal was, you know, just to be somebody, get money, work, get to school, get my degree and all that. So everybody around me started calling me Mills. So I'm like, what does Mills mean up here? Because I'm from North Carolina. I'm like, no, I don't know what this means. Like, Mills is money. I'm like, oh, really? I like money. So then I just clicked them both together, Nisha Mills.
Okay. Now, I see you say you define trap soul as lyrics that comes from real-life experience over Southern mix with Yankee-style tracks. Explain that to us.
Okay, so if you listen to any of my lyrics, it's basically off of real-life experience, things that I went through, and I just try to rhyme it and storytell my story as best as I can on the track. And, like, again, since I said before, I'm from North Carolina. I was raised in North Carolina. I'm born here. It's like I had that Southern style. The music industry from the South is still evaporated into me, if that makes any kind of sense. But I like the New York style music and also the North Carolina. So together, I feel that I'm just New York and North Carolina girl. So that's the type of like beats that I actually try to look for so I can get some of my South crowd to still understand what I'm saying. And also some of the New York crowd, they can still understand what I'm saying, involved with my music, stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's why
now,
I think the trap soul. Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
I was going to say, you know, how old was you when you first started MCing, and who were some of your influences as you was coming up MCing?
Okay, well, when it comes to music, that's really something that's been in my family for a long time. Like, everyone in my family has something musically involved with them, because my grandfather, he's a songwriter and he's also a guitarist, so, like, he taught everybody in the house how to play something. Like, my uncle, he knows how to play some instruments. My mom knows how to do some music stuff, and my aunts and all that. And then it goes all the way down to the next generation of the grandkids. I have my other cousin, he plays the guitar. I have another cousin that sings. My sister dances. I rap. So it's like music is just all up into my family. I really, like, I just always had, like, a kind of hobby just to, like, try to freestyle rap. I'm not sure if you guys remember, like, when 106 and Park used to have the freestyle Fridays, like the old freestyle Fridays where AJ and Free was on there. Me and my sister used to tune in every Friday and just listen to, like, the rap battles. And then after it go off, we would play around in the house by ourselves and have our own, like, Freestyle Friday competition. We're just joking around and stuff. So it always was flowing into me. I just, like, actually taking it seriously, like, really trying to pursue it as a career, like, within the last year. So after I started getting a lot of good feedback from a lot of people, I'm like, oh, seriously, let me see if I can, like, you know, really take it serious and see how far I can go with this.
Okay. Now, I see you was also a screenwriter. Doing production.
Yes, sir. I'm still a screenwriter. Yes, sir. I have my own. I went to school. I came up here. I went to school for film, so I do have my film degree. I have my own company, Flopper Works Production. Shout out to Flopper Works. There's a team of 8 of us. We all have our degrees. So I'm starting to screenwrite when I first moved up here. So I wanted to see if I can tell my story in another way. So that's why I try to see if I can move on to the music to see if it catch people more attention than movies. Do you know what I mean? Movies does catch people attention, but like now a lot of people listen to music more. So I'm saying if I would go to music, I could tell my story and then bring my audience to the big screen so they can actually see a lot of it.
Okay, okay. Now, I want to get to one of your singles real fast. My lines is flooded, so I know people got, you know, my lines is just blowing out of order
okay.
right now. But
okay.
I want to know about this single we about to play, the first one,
mm-hmm.
G-Code.
Okay, G-Code.
Tell us about that shit.
So, G-Code, anybody that's in my circle, they know I like to joke around, but I'm also serious at the same time, but some people can't tell the difference. If I'm serious or I'm joking around. But people in my circle, I speak in code, you know, so not everybody knows what I'm talking about. Just my circle knows what I'm talking about. So G-Code basically is a song that I wrote strictly just saying my code. I'm actually talking to my team. And I know a lot of other people in the world, they have their own circle and they have their own code that they speak as well. So G-Code is actually just a song just talking to people that have their own team. Like, you got your code, make sure your team follow the code. Like, that's basically what it is. Let's make sure everybody
okay.
follow the code and make all things smooth. Just it's all for the team. Shout out to all for the team, by the way, Essie.
All right. I want you to introduce that next single, that first thing. Go ahead.
Okay. So right now you guys are about to hear my first single all for my debut mixtape, Journey to a Dream, called G-Code, produced by R Street of A&T Productions. G-Code, G-Code, G-Code. Hope you guys like it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
About shit. They look at me crazy, talk on my back, cause they know I'm shit. How she do, what she do, why she real with a crew, she always with the truth. When she up in the booth, got the code in tune, I look to goose. Damn, these she be killing them. Shit, I ain't really selling them, saving my millions. Love when I give again, take, 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 give a place that they feel as damn. Follow the code, my same click. Got no new nigga. Can't wear all clothes, I got new shit. That's more figures, stop, you looking like a thot. Always on my top, when I get the gun, sorry but you pop. Only love and guap, my super god shots to the real and fake. Respect the cold guap, cheddar cheddar bing, no fake eyeling. Get on, I wanna be pop popping. Call a loud pack, I just hit, be walking. Goon talking, pulling, smoking. Bring your fans to your ears, switching up every gear. Living at the world, I see you in my rear. Swerving in the lane, a rich, rich bitch. Thank God for the flames, like a flick, flick, flick. I found motivation, writing all places. Told me he the best, so you know I had to take it. To the fortune, so you know I had a break. I ain't wanna be my man, but you know I don't think that. I know a lot of cool, so I speak a lot of codes. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code, I ride in my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. I know a lot of codes, so I speak a lot of codes. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code, I ride in my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. I know a lot of codes, so I speak a lot of codes. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code, I ride in my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. I know a lot of codes, so I speak a lot of codes. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code, I ride in my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. You gotta follow, follow. Follow the code. Stay in position. Playing your role. Don't talk nonsense. That's a no, no, no. If you wanna be the shit, it's level to go. Let them niggas know. You wanna smoke? Cool. Stroke? Cool. Float? Cool. So dope? It's cool. My nigga is cool. And that's a good boy. Just remember your part. And don't get it twisted. Check yourself or go get lifted. Choose a set. Depart the gifted. If you not with a coat, this ain't your clay, bitch. Ain't no snitch shit. Ain't no snake shit. Trade up trill shit. Not no fake shit. Why they hating instead of caking? Keep on acting. Keep on breaking the rules. Dummy fool. Playing with the set. You motherfucker, you. No more can we say we gotta do what we do. Always down for the team. You know we the truth. Gotta keep it real for my one to my two. Fuck how you feel. Look at who you knew. Scratch out the old. Real niggas grew. About to pop off. Watch me make the shoe. Go. Let's go. Give me some more. On the low. In the cut. As we roll. Always follow the G-code. I know a lot of cool. So I speak a lot of cool. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code. I ride for my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. I know a lot of cool. So I speak a lot of cool. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. I live in my code. I ride for my code. G-code, G-code, G-code. I know a lot of cool. So I speak a lot of cool. If you're not in my circle, you don't know about my code. cold, G cold, G cold, G cold, G cold. All I see is cold. All I speak is cold. Whoa. G cold, G cold, G cold, G cold. All I see is cold. All I speak is cold. Whoa.
Set it on fire, set it on fire. Nisha Mills, Dawes and Divas. Nisha Mills, let me get it right. I don't want to say it. Yeah. Make sure I got it right now. Nisha Mills, I'm feeling that. Now, how long did it actually take you to do that single?
To do that single? I would say probably like a month and a half, pretty much.
Wow.
I teamed up with R Street. And he sent me the track, so I'm like, okay, this is like a nice little, it sounds different. That's why I love the track. So I'm like, okay, what can I do with this? So I'm like, okay, I'm about to just, you know, spit some real stuff about my code. So I just went in and just went into crazy details with my code when I was writing. And then when I went to the booth, I was just having so much fun. Like, if you can hear it, you can see how many tracks I had on there. I just had so much fun on there, just harmonizing like crazy. So that was like a real... That's one of like my favorite tracks that I had like making in the booth. One, it was it took me like an hour to do that because it was like I was just having so much fun. I just wanted to kept recording.
Well, I got some questions I want to ask you, but first we're gonna take some callers because we got some callers that want to speak to you. All right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Hello, caller. You want
hello.
To
Hello. Yes. Hi, Nisha Mills. How you doing? I'm good. My name is Trisha Motto, and I'm actually a celebrity wardrobe stylist. And R Streets is my boy, and I just heard your single, Chico, and I got to tell you, I'm feeling it.
Thank you.
Yes. And actually, my question is where could I find it? Where could I download it to put it in my iPod?
Hey, okay. You can download it at nishamills.com. That's NishaMills.com. You can download everything that's on Journey to a Dream right there.
Awesome. Great. Well, I just wanted to wish you the best of luck as well. You know,
thank
I'm feeling
you.
The music. I'm loving the Southern and New York edge. It's like one big bomb. It's a combination right there. It's like boom. Pow.
Yes.
And you know
up,
what?
Turn up.
Tell me. So you keep going, Mama, and you know what? I got your back. I'm going to start following you. Follow back. Hold on. Let's do this.
Got you. Thank you, Mama.
Right.
You're welcome, baby girl. All right. Good luck.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. You on the air?
Hey. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Nish. This your auntie from Florida. I love you. You're doing the thing, girl. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Hold on. Here go off.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Nish Mill.
Hey, what's up,
Aunt? Oh, what's up, man? Uncle Nunu wishing you the best. Go, G-Cole. You go, girl.
G-Cole. Hey.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Yes, all right, we have another caller for you, Lisa. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Okay.
Yeah, what's
hello,
up,
caller?
What's up, man?
All right, here you go.
Man.
Hello?
Open team, you here, man.
Hey, that's my bro right there, R Streets in the building.
What's up, man?
Hey. We're good at AFC, bro.
Know.
Yes, sir. Oh, snap. What's going on?
We still here. Art Street's supposed to be on the line. Art Street, you still there?
Hey, what's up, Streets, man? Come
yeah,
on,
I'm here, man. I'm here, man. You right there,
oh, you got to say something. You put the line there. You got on the air, man. You got to speak up. Come on, man. I have to get behind that booth.
Man, man, you're here, man. Like. I'm here, man.
All right.
Listen, you guys
need to be on the lookout for the future. Me and Art Streets got some crazy bangers lined up for you guys. Just please brace yourself and be prepared. If you like G-Code, just brace yourself. We got a lot more for y'all.
Yeah, not
okay,
ready,
so
man.
Art Streets
not
a
ready.
Production?
Not
I'm
ready.
Sorry, what you
Streets
said?
Production? Is Art Streets your
production?
Yeah,
Art Streets production. Yeah, Art Streets is my producer. He produced G-Code. We also got some other tracks all for the team. That's the movement right now. We working.
Okay, well, since
yeah,
you got
already know, man. This team, we here, man.
How do we meet up? It's crazy because, like I was telling you before about my film company, Flopper Works, I was on a video shoot for one of our streets. He's one of his friends. He also raps also. So I'm shooting his friend's video, and he just happened to be on set supporting his love, you know what I'm saying, for him. And it was like last January. It's really, really cold. So they're the only ones. He was with another partner, and they're the only ones that had a car. So I'm like, it was cold. I'm a female. I'm cold. I'm getting in the car. We get in the car, and he said, I do beats. He started playing his beats. I said, okay, so play your tracks. He played his tracks. I spit a verse in just a quick freestyle. We exchanged them from that. Long story short, come to find out, R Streets does not live too far from myself. So me and R Streets be, like, going in every day. I be like, yo, I'm going to your crib. So that's like, I'll say that's like a match made in heaven for us with the music industry, with how everything is going right now. Because I can just walk to his crib, make a track, come back home, chill, go to sleep, do my thing.
Yeah, man, the chemistry is crazy, man.
Art Street, let me ask you something. What first caught your attention to Nisha Mills to want to do a single with her?
What caught my attention? She matched my versatility. That's what caught my attention.
Yes, sir.
For real, man. Any beat that she would hear, she has something for it. You know what I'm saying? Every beat. I'm like, ah, come on, man. Come on, man.
Okay, right. Let me ask you something. All right, you want to come? All right, we're going to come on. I've been in the music industry over 20 years. So I want to ask you, what makes Nisha Mills different from any other artist that you have did productions for?
What makes her different?
Yeah.
Well, she can do it all just by telling her story. That's what makes it different. There's no gimmicks. It's all authentic. Everything you get from her is all authentic. That's what trap soul is about, from the soul. It's real.
Word.
Okay. Okay.
That's her story. Nobody else is going to give you what she has, because that's hers. That's her identity. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I know Nisha Mills' identity. I'm talking about you as a producer, because you also produced her single, the one we just heard. So my thing is to figure out, where are you going with the fact of Nisha Mills with the G-Code, and what actually made you want to produce that track for her to, you know, do that single, G-Code. And another thing I want to ask the both of y'all, who came up with the name G-Code?
That G-Code, that just came from me. That came from me. I was just, you know, it was actually a joke around for me, because I'm trying to remember. I heard that. I'm trying to think if it was a movie or if I heard it saying or something. But people just kept talking about G-Code. So if anybody really knows me personally, I'm a clown. I just joke around all the time. So I was just like, G-Code, 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 like doing different voices. So I'm like, oh, this sounds crazy. So I'm like, oh, let me put this on the track. That's why you see me have different voices, G-Code, like do crazy stuff. So the G-Code came from me.
And you already know I follow the code, so why not run with it?
Hey.
Now, let me ask you, Nisha. You said music is an escape from different issues and relationships that goes around the world.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Now, explain to the listeners what you mean by that, escape and relationships. But, you know, some people do listen to music just to, you know, when they get in an argument, they listen to certain songs, they put their headphones on just to, you know, clear everything out. Explain the determination, what you actually mean about it in your statement.
Okay, so what I have been going through in my journey since I've been trying to take the music seriously is a lot of things in my personal life has really gotten me, like, you know, tight, really uptight, really upset. And I have a hot temper. I had that since I was little. And when I was in North Carolina, I had to learn how to fix that because, you know, in the South, they're quick to lock you up. So I'm like, oh, no, I can't go to jail. No, 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 I don't have time for that, no. So I'm saying, what else can I do to get my anger out? I used to play basketball. Basketball, that was an escape for me. Then I tore my ACL, so I'm like, oh, what else can I do? I try to write a movie, but I'm like, that takes a long time. I really hurry up and get it over with, and I have a lot of things going on with me, so what can I do? So that's why I said I want to go to the music. That's easy for me to unleash that out because, like I said before, it's just a hobby for me. So the things I go through, I just spit it, real stuff, like just this is what happened, da-da-da-da, and then I rhyme with it, and then it just happens to sound good. So well, I say that that's an escape for me, and it could also be an escape for other people because if you hear the lyrics of any music, not just my music, anybody's music, you can actually relate to what some people is going through while they're writing the music, and that can also help you in the long run. So that's why I say it's an escape for what people go through in relationships or like, because that can help. What I told in my story, in my song, and anybody listen to it, if they haven't even gone through it yet, that what they hear, that can actually prevent what's about that happening to them, like what can happen with them in that situation just because they listen to what I had went through and see how I went with it.
Okay, okay. Now let me ask you. Now, I asked Allstreet what made him want to get with you, what makes you different in his theory, in his, you know, his opinion. What makes Nisha Mills different from any other female rapper that's out here right now?
What makes me different?
Mm-hmm. What you could bring to the listeners and to the audience that no other female rapper has done already?
Well, I'm very versatile. Like, I told you before, everybody in my family is music-oriented. I was in church all my life as a little child. So, like, I like to harmonize a lot. And, like, one of my favorite albums when it comes to harmonies, I know you guys talked about her earlier with the Drunk Love, but it was Beyonce, Dangerously in Love. Like, that is my favorite album. And it was me, my sister, and one of my sister friends, we just really listened to that album for, like, 2 months straight, back-to-back, just harmonizing, even started copying Beyonce. My favorite song off that album is Speechless because of the harmonies that she does. So I'm saying nobody really does that in the music industry like that, except for Beyonce. I said, and I can also rap. I like rapping. The flow is crazy. So no rapper can rap and harmonize at the same time. I never heard that. So I was like, okay, let me try to see if I can do something different and see how it works. So then that's when I tried it. With a whole bunch of other different tracks, and I just kept getting good feedback from, like, that's really different. It sounds different. It sounds good. So I was like, okay, it sounds good. You like it? Let's go. We rocking with it. So I'm just keep it going because I just love music. I love all kind of music. I'm 23 years old, but I listen to music from, like 1950, like, before I was even born, like, old school music, like Teddy Pendergrass, yeah. Like, Nancy Wilson, okay. Ozzy Brothers. I listen to all of that. I just love music.
Okay. But we have another caller for you because I want to play another one of your singles called Fancy. But we're going to take this caller right here, okay?
Yay.
Hello,
okay,
caller,
cool.
Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hey! What's up, sis?
Hi, sis. I just want to say I'm so proud of you doing your thing.
Hey! Like 2X in the building, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yes.
Hello? My sis still there? I'm about to say, what's good?
Yeah, I'm still here, sis. I can't wait to hear that Fancy. You know that's how we do. That song was inspired for us.
Fancy, right, exactly. Turn up. Yes. Thank you for calling, sis.
No problem. Showing love. Hit me up, all right?
Everybody,
go out and listen to Nisha Mills. Get that mixtape.
Yes, sir. Drink to a Dream on deck. Hello? Yo. Rich, are you still there, man?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, I know you were really quiet, that. Man. I don't know. I just heard a bunch of crickets. I thought I was back in North Carolina, man.
No,
what's going on?
I must have, when I switched the thing over, I must have pushed the mute button because I'm talking. I'm getting ready to play Fancy right now.
Can I tell y'all a little bit about Fancy before you play Fancy?
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay. So Fancy, when I go out, anybody that ever went out with me, I like to really get fancy when I go out. Like, I dress up crazy. Like, When I'm just regular in the day, I just be dressing down. You know, I have my little Timon swag still. You know, just, you know, regular stuff. When I go out, oh, I turn up. Tanisha get, well, that's why I say Tanisha comes out. So she gets out, and I get fancy. That's why I made fancy, because I'm young. I be getting fly. Oh. I be getting fresh. But when I go out, I be getting fancy. And I just like this song because if any female that goes out and they get fancy, they definitely can relate to them, because as soon as you walk in the club, everybody just looking at you like, wow, who was that? You mad fancy. So we just going to turn up to fancy. Shout out to Lucky Doll on the track, too. Lucky Doll featured on the track, too.
Oh, okay, so, okay. We about fancy, to make fancy. It happen. All right, John to Diva. Here's another banger by Nisha Mills. Fancy. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Girl Mill. Got looking badass on the track.
Fuck up in the what? Fuck up in the club. Everybody be checking me. Looking high like what? Everybody be sweating me. She ain't on the road. You ain't got nothing on me. Loving how I look. I'm looking so fancy. Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Right. Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Woke up in the club.
What?
Everybody be checking me.
Uh-huh.
Looking high like what?
What?
Everybody be sweating me. You ain't on the wrong one. Ain't got nothing on me. You loving how I look. I'm looking so classy.
Like 10 shit, they don't like the shit. All the niggas be like, damn. All these lame hoes be hating on me. I don't really understand. They can't knock me down, can't hold me down. They need to comprehend. Can't fuck with me, I'm a different breed. Don't make me tell you again. Yeah, I be on it, bitches don't want it. I will never stop. And I be going it, flown it. I'm headed to the top. Teams of a rust up and blue swag. Got a hot track to drop. Shooting videos that a piece of shit. Shout out to the works of flop. First lady. Hand to bang, hand to life, that's my game. Ton of vision, about my change, testing my dreams, loving my pain. Stretch for a press, I'm on that fresh shit. Going so hard, I'm in the best shit. Shut shit down, feeling house, damn. That's one death wish. Looking so fly and so sexy, yeah, baby, you want it. Once I'm wanted, and I'm running, I'm shining. Baby, boy, you want it. So flashy, classy, nasty, when you ask me. Can't help but stare every time you walk past me.
Fuck up in the club. Everybody be checking me, looking high like what? Everybody be sweating me, you hating on the wrong one. You ain't got nothing on me, you loving how I look, cause I'm looking so classy. I'm young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy. Be in the shit, my hot business shit. Fuck with me, it might hit a lick. Fall so hard, I'm on Stern's list. Yeah, girl, Mills, don't forget it. Hall of Fame, you know my name. Seven to me, but I'm not the same. But in this shit, I play the game. Call me Miss Jordan, cause I got meringue.
DM me, I think it's time to turn up. It's the head, it's all in charge, but you can just say luck. All he's hating, that's tricks here, but I don't give a fuck. Cause I'm so fly, so sexy, looking rich as fuck. Yeah, I'm mean, I'm clean, popping, doing my thing, dropping. I am so sweet, I make niggas seem lucky. And they dream, they cream, they fantasize on me. Yes, I am so busy, I'm young, wild, and I'm free. Mix a little bit of sassy with classy, so not trashy. Please don't be gassing, your reaction is not attractive. Show sex appealing, niggas better get willing. Pretty girl rock it straight out of the ceiling.
Fuck up in the club, everybody be checking me. Looking high like what? Everybody be sweating me. You ain't on the wrong one, you ain't got nothing on me. You loving how I look, cause I'm looking so classy. I'm young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly, fresh,
and fancy.
Young, fly,
fresh
and fancy. Woo!
You.
All right, we have a caller for you. about that, young daughter. Pansy.
Okay.
Hello, Carla. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Love, are you on the air?
Oh, I know this boy.
Hi, I just want to give her a shout out, tell her I'm very proud of her music, and go out and get that album. It's a hot
yes,
one.
Sir.
Hey, Nisha Mill, it's not gonna be me.
What's up, Em?
Hey, I'm so proud of you.
Hey, turn up, I'm coming to see you soon, girl.
Make sure y'all pop that album, though.
Yes, sir. Journey to a Dream, on deck.
Love you.
All right,
love you too.
All right, love ya.
Now, Nisha,
yes,
let me ask you.
What's going
what's
on, Mr. Richman?
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you're stepping in that booth?
When I'm stepping in the booth? Wow, it's like, it's funny that you say it because one of my engineers, we had a joke about this. He said when Nisha gets in the booth, it's like she's free. She's just like free on leash with the birds. And that's exactly what goes on. I just go in the booth and then I hear my voice in the mic and I just have mad fun. Like, oh my God, this sounds fun. Like, I just have mad fun. It's just like I'm by myself in my own world. I'm just free. So I just have so much fun in the booth. I love it.
Mm, okay.
If I can sleep in the booth and have food in there and a pillow in there, I will be there all night long.
Okay, I definitely feel you. That's the way it was supposed to be if you think about it. If you really your music, it don't matter as long as you get that track done. We have another caller for you, Nisha. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller.
Okay.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Who,
you
me? Why, shit. You already know. Yo, Jesus, I'm here. You already know.
Quiet.
We out here. Nisha. D-Cole.
You
know me. Houses. Trap houses, you know what I mean? I take my own meaning from that shit. Yo, if y'all need to do me a favor, play that shit. Houses, you know what I mean?
All right, first of all,
you have to watch
your mouth, man. I have all types of listeners on it.
I'm sorry about that. You know,
It's all good.
Man, you sound all
flat
right now, bro. What is going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's gone right now.
I'm up for the both of us right now, you know?
Yo, turn down for what? I hear that.
No, I do turn down on occasion, you know what I'm saying? I can go to sleep.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with it. Happy New
Year.
Yeah,
Journey to a Dream, man. Y'all niggas go, you people out there, go get that. Download that right quick.
Yes, sir. Journey to a Dream.
I'll rep the G's, BBD, y'all know what I mean? Born Broke, Die Rich. Shout out to the NC people. Yo, Nisha, I'm going to catch you in the streets. Traffic.
Copy. NC all day, you heard?
All day, up top.
Yes, sir. All
right.
All right, later.
All right, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
We have another caller for you, Nisha. You know, hit the door. Hello, caller. Here. Hello?
Hello,
Mr.
You
Lucky,
there?
Are you there? Lucky, are you there?
Lucky
is in
the building.
What's up,
man?
Hey, Lucky,
okay, there you go.
Baby.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you
are. What's up, Lucky? What's up? I'm in the house full of my bitches, and
we're
on the line. What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. Lucky gets turned. If you guys don't know, Lucky was just on the fancy track you guys heard. Front up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Young Fly, Fresh and Fancy. Paper Dolls. Panda
Light. Yes, sir. Cooking Dolls. Yeah, they're ready. First Lady.
Journey to a Dream.
Wow.
Yes,
wow,
sir.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so you got Meech Mills on the line now. What you got to say to her, Lucky?
What's good, Lucky?
That I'm proud of her, and thank you, and congratulations, and we on one. And it's
already we on one. It's only the beginning, love. We on one. Turn up.
You're ready. I love you, girl.
Love you, my head.
All right. No doubt. Shout out to Lucky. We have another caller.
Shout out to Lucky.
Hold on, all right? We have another caller for you. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy Fleeto.
There we go. There we go.
Hey, Fleeto!
You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to Nisha Mills and just want to tell you, like, you know, the whole Harlem's behind you, the whole East Harlem's behind you. You know what I mean? Make sure
yes.
you go cop that album. You know, I'm definitely your number one fan, you know what I'm saying? So, just want to tell you, keep
thank
doing
you,
this thing.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. I'm extremely proud of you, you know what I'm saying? I'm extremely proud of you. Keep crushing the game, you know what I'm saying? I'll meet you up top, you feel me?
Thank you, love. Thank you, sir.
All day, all day.
Yes, sir. All
right, Now, Nisha, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you could perform with any artist that's out right now,
uh-huh.
who would it be and why?
That's out right now? Does it have to be a particular genre? That's very difficult to pick because I like all genres, you know? My favorite artist in the world is Michael Jackson, and it's so sad that he's not with us. And unfortunately, Michael Jackson died on my birthday, so that's like a bittersweet day for me.
Wow.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So, I mean, if Michael Jackson was still alive, I would love to perform Michael Jackson because I used to grow up watching his tapes like all the time, like, you know, Dangerous tour, Bad tour, just be like 2-year, 3-year-old little kid just dancing in the house, just like Michael Jackson. So, like,
wow.
Since he's not here, I would say the two artists that have their kind of energy in their performance, I would say would be Beyonce and Chris Brown. I would, like, love to perform with them just because of their energy. I know we would be on stage just going rocking all night. I just like to have fun on stage in the booth and all that, so.
Yo, because you're the first person that said I had a bunch of, I'm talking about big celebrities, I had a bunch of artists on. And I never heard nobody say Michael Jackson. You're the first
really?
Person that
nah.
I could remember.
You have
I,
to have I, Michael I, Jackson. That's the legend. That's the king
yeah,
of pop.
Yeah,
without Michael Jackson, none of this new, none of the new music that's out right now would even happen. None of the videos
lot,
that's
lot,
going
lot,
on right
lot,
now
lot,
would even happen.
Yeah. A lot of up-and-coming artists, they want to perform with Jay-Z, or they want to perform with Kanye, or, you know, 50 Cent. Majority, if I had to pick from last year as many artists, I would think Jay-Z was the winner.
I could perform with Hov too, but I like to perform. Hov got his swag. He got a lot of swag for me. I think I would be too turned up for him. He probably might little mama me. I'm not trying to get that from Hov. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get turned up, so I know I want a lot of energy on the stage with me, not too much swag because I'm not trying to get shut down. Hov got it. You know, he got the crown with that.
But what I want to do right now, I want to get into one more of your singles before we take some more callers.
Okay.
Figure.
Well, before we get a single, can I say a little quick shout out?
Oh yeah, I'm let you do all that. But if you want to do a shout out now, I'm going to do this later on. But if you want to do it now, you can do it now. But yeah, you're gonna do your
okay,
shout out.
Cool.
You know, do all that. Your shout out.
Okay, that's
a shout out.
Well, right now I want to shout out them recording because without them recording, it's Journey to a Dream wouldn't be possible right now. So shout out to them recordings, to the big homie Eno, to Mike Hands, to my brother Mugga Boy. Shout out to the whole them recordings. Shout out to AST. Shout out to Flopper Works. Yes, yes. You can do what you gotta do now, Mr. Rich.
Alright, no doubt. I wanna get into the single Figures real fast. So we're gonna take some more callers when we come back. Cause you know, still people still wanna talk to those. Nisha Mills, you know. Meek Mills ain't got nothing on you right now. So we gonna get it popping.
I'm just trying to have fun, man. I'm just trying to have fun, Mr. Rich.
Now,
you don't mind if I call you Mr. Rich, right?
I'm not that old, but you know what? I don't mind. Okay.
I'm
going to let you do it.
Rich
you,
Money
not,
better?
Yeah, we're going to go with Rich Money. You're making me sound like an old man here, Mr. Rich. You know, I ain't want to say nothing.
Ching, ching. That's what I'm saying. Well,
so,
guess what, Mr. Rich
no.
Money? You got Rich Money in your name right now, so I bet Figures is going to be the lovely song for you because ain't nobody realer than nobody's Figures. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely feel you on that.
Yes,
I
yes.
Definitely feel you. So we're going to get into these Figures right now. All
yes,
right?
Sir.
All right,
yes,
Don the Diva. Here's one more banger by Nisha Mills here on GQ Palace Radio. Remember where you heard it. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Are we ready now?
Uh-huh. Mills. I go to get super blown. Haters talk shit, but
wealthy. Cash checks, yeah, I'm living healthy. Big ass nets, not in my demeanor, please. Bitch ass shit, never coming close to me. I'm ballin', bitch, I'm faded. I'm out here stacking paper. If you not, I'll see you later. Shot callin', fuck a hater. Why not do me a favor? Go find another layer, cuz I focus on my Benjamins, ain't got time for making friends. People always thinking shit, listen to my paper chips. Tell me you always kick a rip. Keep it real, don't never switch. Follow that, you come up quick. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. Ain't nobody realer than my figures. Dressed up, about to parlay. Buy out the bar of the party. How many niggas getting smacked with me? Watch all these bitches hate and make a face. I'm stuntin', yeah I'm on it. I'm in here throwing money, you can act but you don't want it. Stop frontin', you know you love it. Tryna be a part of it, thought you something but you nothing, damn. Why people love to take a shit, steady play the hatin' trip. Smile just to get a tip, get mad when I curtis shit. Yap, I often bust their lip, money told me never slip. I swear that was the realest shit. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. I make it rain, make that money fall. My money, money, money talk. I bring the pain, make my money fall. My money, money, money talk. You know my name, make that money fall. My money, money, money talk. I run a game, I make my money fall. My money, money, money talk. I focus, and you notice. My money talking, always folding. I said I focus, and you notice. My money talking, always folding. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures. Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches. But ain't nobody realer, realer than my figures.
I'm feeling that right there. I'm like, oh, that might be a little concept for me to do like that.
I tried to tell you.
We have some more callers for you, Nisha. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. All right, there.
Cool. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air. You got Nisha Mills on the line.
Yo, what's up, Nisha? It's Lucky Five, Dramatics, AFC.
Hey,
you already know.
You already.
Well, I just want to give you a shout-out, not me, for doing your thing. Yo, you did your thing on the Journey to Dreams mixtape. Not me, shout-out to Floppy Works, you know,
yes,
Theme
sir.
Records, AFT, you already know. It's all
you're
love.
Ready.
I want you to keep doing your thing. That was a beautiful
Thank
way
you,
to
sir.
End your tape with Figures, number 20. That was official.
Yes, sir. That's my job right there,
bro. And you did your thing in the club lit that day, man. We so mad love for you, man. You already know.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hello, hello.
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 Yes, you on the air.
Yo.
Yes.
Hello.
You on the air.
Yeah, it's Ace. It's Ace. The Apparition Photography, man. Just shouting out Nisha Mills.
Hey, bro. Ski, what's up? Deputy Tixin, Papa Rice all day. What's up, bro?
You already know, man. Staying fancy, living that life, yo. All about sacking figures, you know that, man.
You already got what? Got fake ass niggas, got fake ass bitches, sweating up, and relating my fingers, hey.
Truth. Shouting out from Jersey, man. Just wanted to show love, yo. That's the next up right there. Nisha Mills, yo. Journey to the Dream, know that.
Appreciate it, bro. Love you, man.
All right. No doubt. Thanks for calling. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. The first song, G-Code, first off,
uh-huh.
Did you take a breath in that song?
I did have to take a breath, actually.
Secondly.
When I'm performing, I don't take a breath when I'm performing. I just keep going.
Secondly, I can tell you are from down south for the simple fact it
Turn
was
up.
So fast I couldn't even understand what you were saying. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. It's too many words going at one time. And, I mean, I kept tuning my phone down. I tune it up. I tune it down. And I'm like, I'm not understanding anything that she's saying. And I was like, yeah, that's that Southern right there. I mean, now don't get me wrong. Your music is on point. It
mm-hmm.
was just that one. That
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, maybe if it was slowed down, but I guess you was just into your own world.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, spitting your codes and everything. It was just so fast. That's the only
like
thing
those.
That I have and will complain about with that song. The other ones, and for you to be your age, you're doing great.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for the love. I really appreciate it.
And I want you to keep up the good work, you know, and stay positive. And most of all, keep God first, babe.
Yes, ma'am, of course, because without him, Nisha Mills would be nothing.
So you say you reside in New York now?
Yes, I am. I am in New York now, yes.
Do you go back and forth, like, to North Carolina to perform or anything?
I haven't went back there to perform yet. I do plan on in the future. Normally when I go back there, I just go, like, for vacation, try to get that homie feel again, because I still have...
Uh-huh.
Like family down there, my father and my sister still down there. I got my godkids down. I still have a lot of friends and all that still down there. So I just go down there when I want to get away from New York because New York is really busy. For me
what
sometimes
part of North Carolina?
A little bit too much. I'm from Greensboro.
Oh, snappers. Well, holler at Winston-Salem when you come down there.
What you say? I know about the trade ball.
That's where my child was born.
Okay. I know about the trade ball 336. That's my bet right
there. You better believe it. 704
yes,
with the Charlotte.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but definitely, like I said, that's the only complaint that I have. You know, and do you have a certain age that you're trying to, like, put in your click?
Pretty much, I'm trying to get, like, my age bracket, you know? Like,
uh-huh.
you know, the young adults that's just coming fresh out of high school in the college
right.
range, you know, because, like, when you're coming out of high school, you really jump into the real world, and I didn't know that as a young kid, and my real
right.
world happened to be in New York City, and that was really the realest world ever, so
mm-hmm.
I just want everybody, like, in my age bracket, like, I'm just trying to relate to everybody in my age bracket, so, because right now, our generation, my generation, and the ones after me, we the future, so... It's only right for me to talk to them, to help them know better the future. Let's change the world. Let's better the world. Let's get it back to how it was when in the real music industry way, like, you know, in the 90s. Even though I'm a 90s baby, I love the 90s hip-hop. I think that was
yeah.
like the best music era. I think that was
yeah.
the best music hip-hop era ever.
Right, right. Well, like I said, you know, just keep up the good work, stay positive, you know, and do what you got to do.
Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you,
calling.
You too.
You're
welcome.
Now, Nisha, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
If it came down to one.
Uh-huh.
Screenwriting or music, which one would it be and why?
Screenwriting or music? Oh, man. That's tough for me. Those are like both my hearts, man. Oh, my goodness. I mean... Well, I would say music just because it comes, like, so easy to me and because I can, like, write a song quickly because with movies, I really like to take my time and I really get in detail with it, so it takes me, like, a while to actually have a finished script. So I would say music just because I can get it done faster. But, like, I went to school for film. Film is my dream since I was in high school. So film comes, that's my heart right there. But music, definitely, I love that. It's just a hobby. I just have fun with music. So I got to choose music. It's just in my blood. I cannot hold back music.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you, what's your next step for Nisha Mills?
What's my next step? Well, right now I'm in the process of shooting my videos for my singles off my mixtape. And, like, from there I'm going to start doing some shows. I'm just really trying to get my foundation up, my fan base up. So everybody go to NishaMills.com and just stay updated with me to see what else comes next. I'm just trying to build a whole movement, you know? Like, anybody, like, I call myself First Lady Panda. And I relate to myself as a panda because, to me, pandas are unique. Pandas are free. Pandas just do what they want to do. And that's how people in the world should be. If you do what you want to do and not worry about what everybody else is doing, everything will be good. So if you're a panda and you like to, like, you know, dance, and you like to rap, do whatever, I'm accepting all pandas. Let's just do everything. Let's do some creative things. Let's change the world. Let's make some movements. Let's go.
I definitely feel you. Well, Nisha, you know we're going to put you in the GQ Palace magazine because we got a magazine. We also do the CDs.
Uh-huh.
We're going to definitely take one of those tracks, whichever one you want. I'm feeling that figure.
Okay.
Put it on a mix CD, send it out through the tri-state area and all that. I'm going to keep you informed because we also got something coming up. I'm also executive producer with Nonstop Media. We got something coming up with Coco Chanel, Steph Lover, Rough Riders, and all of them. It's in Queen. And I know you're in the Bronx area, so we're going to keep you informed about that. What I want you to do give them all your information. Give all your shout-outs. Let them know where they can get the mix CD from. Let them know all of that right now.
All right. Right now, to get Journey to a Dream. Journey to a Dream is the debut mixtape from yours truly. Go to NishaMills.com, NishaMills.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Nisha Mills. NishaMills. You can go follow me on Instagram, Nisha Mills. You can follow me on Twitter, Nisha Mills. YouTube, Nisha Mills. Just type in Nisha Mills and you can see what I'm doing. Shout out to AFT, all for the team, my team. Shout out to Flop It Works, one of the best young videographers groups ever. Shout out to them recording. Shout out to Movie Boy, R Street, N.O., Mike Hans, Fleeto, Courtesy. Shout out to the whole movement. Shout out to my fam. Shout out to North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out to the whole New York. Shout out to my team. Just shout out to everybody that supports me. I love you guys to death. Journey to a Dream. This is only the beginning.
Now, Nisha, do you got any performances coming up at any time or anything?
It should be coming soon, next month. I haven't got, the concrete information yet, but there are some shows that's planned. But if everybody just follow AnishaMills.com, I will have, everything updated for you on my shows, on my appearances, what I'm doing will be on my website.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Nisha Mills. You know, it's been an honor. We're going to rotate your track. We're going to rotate them on Mondays, Wednesdays,
thank you.
Thursdays,
I forgot. Shout out to you, Mr. Rich. Shout out to you, man. I really enjoyed your hosting with me, man. I'm having fun tonight. I love it. Yes.
All right. You definitely did just, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. All you got to do is call. Ooh. I'm ready to come back, such and such. Got this new joint ready to push. Any exclusive you want to send them in, and we definitely going to play them.
That sounds good. I got you, man.
No problem about it. You know?
Got you, sir.
And another thing, and I never asked you, but you said how old you was. You young, you just starting, and for you to be as good as you are, that is a big thing.
23 years old. I'm 23 years old, man. I'm like little Michael Jordan number, man.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. My daughter's 23 years old.
Okay, turn up. 1990 in the building, yes.
So, and for you to be so young, you know, and get so big. This is where you're supposed to be. And don't let nobody discourage you or try to stop you from nothing you're doing. Because you got a good thing going on right now. You know, the line is flooded and everything. And I'm pretty sure everybody, you heard all the love they sent you and everything. Definitely got a good thing going on. Don't let nobody stop you from it.
Thank you, sir. As long as I'm with the big man upstairs, G-O-D, I am good.
All right. No doubt, Lisa. And I said, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. Happy New Year to everybody. Yes, sir.
Same to you. All right. Coming up next, we have Harlem Beats in the building. And we going to play their smashing single, All Right, off their debut CD. They was with Motown. They doing big things. So stay tuned. Stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
No one can love you more than me. No one can feel your every need. No one can love the way that I do. No one can give like I give to you.
Can't believe that you
introduce yourself to the listeners. My lines is flooded, and I'm pretty sure they want to know exactly what's going on with Deja Vu. So would y'all please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay, I'm Cheryl. I'm the oldest sister. And I'm Crystal. I'm the baby sister. And we want to thank you, Rich, for having us. We appreciate the support and the love, man. Yes, this is a wonderful way to start off the new year.
Yes, it is. It is. I must say it definitely is. And to have y'all on, it definitely is. It couldn't get no better than the way it is right now to have y'all on the air. So I definitely appreciate it. And I know y'all doing a lot of things. I know that's going on. You know, shout out to my man, Kev Ski. You know, he's also in the building. I want to thank him as well. But let's get
you
in. Oh,
yeah. Kev's our man.
Oh, Kev, yeah. He's definitely a good person, man. He's definitely good people. Over 20 years,
yeah, he's definitely good people.
Now, your name, Deja Vu, how did that come up with that name?
Well, pretty much, the sound we had was always reminiscent to things that we've already heard. We're very much rooted in 80s, 90s music, so it just kind of made sense that we give you an experience that you felt before. So Deja Vu was the name that was given. And we do a lot of covers. If you ever come to our shows, people know us for taking covers and bringing them back. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, you got a few groups that's females and sisters. What made y'all want to decide to perform, get together as a group for Deja Vu? What idea was it?
Well, we were actually writers. We were intended to write for a group that was up and coming and being put together by another management team. And, you know, we were slated to write some music for them. And it kind of sort of formed itself into that we became the group. We ended up putting the reference vocals down, and they loved what they heard. And it evolved into something bigger. In the 90s, we were three. It was three of us. Our god sister was included, Shauna. Shout out to Shauna. And then as things changed down the road, we decided to start performing again. And here we are. The sisters are back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Now, I know, which I believe, me personally, I was kind of in like, where did he get that song from? That was just playing. So I know y'all probably was sitting there like, how did he get that song? No One Can Love remix. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
I was sitting here and I was like, shit, where did he get that song from?
Yeah, I got some people now. I can do
you
my
good,
homework.
Rich? You good? You know?
Now, tell us about
it's all good. It's all love.
Yeah. Now, the listeners, for y'all, that single that just played, that was actually Deja Vu. So tell us about that single.
Again, growing up in a household full of music, Mom used to play records every Friday night. We used to get down to them tunes, and she used to play this one record, No One Can Love by the Weather Girls. And, I mean, we just always loved and felt that tune. We said that if we got an opportunity to put it on a project, we was going to do that. We found the right producer, and everything just fell into place.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask y'all. As y'all was actually with Motown.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Motown's a very big, you know, very big record label at the time.
Especially when we were there. We were there in the 90s.
Yes. And that's what it's now. Who were some of the people that y'all worked with during the time that y'all was with Motown? And what was the experience like?
Most of our recording was with Kenny Whitehead from the Whitehead Brothers. You remember Ain't No Stopping Us Now, McFadden and Whitehead?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Their son produced most of our first album with Motown. Because him and his brother was on the label. They released the project, Forget I Was a G. And, yeah, we did most of the work with him. We worked with Something for the People. They were out for a brief minute in the 90s. They did a lot of work with Brandy. They did a first album. Larry Gold produced us along with Kenny Whitehead. They partnered on a lot of the production that was on that first project. Mm-hmm. And he deals with most of the Philly soul acts. We worked with Buckshot from Black Moon. For the People, they flew us out to California to work with them. We got an opportunity to meet with them and collaborate on music. And Rodney Jerkins did the single that was supposed to be the first single released off of that album back then.
Okay. Now, I want to get into y'all new CDs I got going out. But what's the difference between the CD I had before compared to this one that's out now? Tell us what's the difference.
This one is really totally, completely us. The other one was influenced by what they wanted us to sound like. They wanted us to be the next SWV combined with Escape, but combined with En Vogue. And all we ever wanted to do was just be Deja Vu. But this album, it's written by us. It's co-produced by us. It's executive produced by us. It's everything we love about music. So there's many genres. It's not genre specific, even though we're rooted in R&B. We try to give something to everything because we just love music.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So this one is complete. You're getting our story with this album.
Now the thing I want to say, because I know a lot of labels, if y'all could explain, you know, I'm not determined, but why is it that do you feel labels do that? They want you to sound like somebody else instead of having your original sound. I never understood that.
It's the guaranteed dollar.
Yeah, and a lot of it is marketing and just guaranteeing sales and tapping into what's hot in the market and running with that, you know, that trend.
So to me, it sounds like, you know, God works in mysterious ways. So I think situations happen for the better. You understand?
Yeah.
That's just the way I see it. But I'm going to get into y'all first single. Yeah. I'm not going to get into All Right yet. I'm going to keep them in suspense about that one. But
okay.
What I want to get into is Maybe.
All
tell
right,
us
cool.
a little bit about that single.
Well, Maybe was, you know, it was originally inspired. It's actually something that we were able to, you know, revive. We worked on this song prior, and we decided that it was such a strong message that we wanted to breathe new life into it and give it a more current sound. So it evolved in this particular album. And it's just basically about the possibilities of making a better world and giving people the opportunity to be who they are and be fearless and not be judged and live their lives and the possibility that all of us can make the world a better place if we live our lives in that way.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to get into that single right now, all right?
All right.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here it is, Deja Vu, first single, Maybe. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Buzz.
What's up, ladies? It's your favorite DJ, Kev Ski. Yo, I heard the album, and it's real dope, but I know y'all going to put a remake on there, right? I'm just saying, it wouldn't be Deja Vu without it.
like the universal language of love. We speak through music. It's not the path we choose. It's the motive behind the madness that keeps the rest confused. What's going on? Whatever happened to integrity and helping others when they're down in need? Maybe if we blamed it on society, we could focus on the endless possibilities. One time for your mind, one time for your mind. Baby, let it unwind, let it unwind. Three times if you're bold enough to be yourself and stand out. Stand proud now. For all the people making history, yes. Let the haters be and keep it positive. Let it go, understand you get what you have to give. Then maybe, baby, we can work this out. Sing it.
Now you're in my life.
She was working on it, and it just sounded good. The message was there. We started that record back then when we were doing the first album. When we revamped it, she kind of came in and tweaked it, and it was just like, okay, we had another, this new producer, B. Gates, he basically gave us the new sound for it because it sounds way different from the other album, and we just kind of took it where it needed to go. It was like everything came into place the way God intended it to, because it was so surreal how that record went from then to now.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, because I hear some MCing with some versatility in there. Who was MCing?
Oh, that was me. That's Baby Sis. Yeah.
Wow. So,
We call Sis Diva. Diva is the funky jazz gospel of the group. I bring the hip-hop and the funk.
Okay, because I definitely hear it. I'm like, wow, now.
Yeah, I love hip-hop, man. Yeah, I love hip-hop. Old school, yeah, man. It was one of those things where, you know, my sister was, you know, when she was younger, she was always, you know, writing her bars and doing her thing. And when we came back to do this project, I told her, I said, you know, you're going to have to go back and revisit that other persona and bring it to life.
Yes. And she's like, whoa.
I love doing that.
Over 20 years. Like I said, DJ Kevski, he the one who did my first track. We was the Key and Profile with Ever Being Rock Eminem.
Wow.
So that's how long I knew Kev.
Wow, 20 years, man. You know, we've known Kev for about 5, but I swear, I feel like we've known Kev all our lives.
For real. He's like family, for real. Like a good family, good people.
Yeah.
He's humble, he's kind, you know, always talk to me like an older brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always smiling.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Always got that smile on.
Yes. It's infectious, but I love that positivity.
Yes, yes. We actually have a caller for you. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. And I am. I can't wait to hear the other songs, ladies.
Hi.
How y'all doing? Listen.
Doing good. How you doing?
It's no better way and beautiful way to have it than be family. You know,
yes.
I know that's a positive thing, but I'm sure you guys have y'all little ups and downs and disagreements on different things. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all, I'm sure it's all out of love. But
yes.
I just
yes.
want to tell
yes.
you, ladies, y'all voices are beautiful. I mean, you got the rapping in it. You got the like Rick said, the Holy Ghost part in it. It's just.
What? The Holy Ghost part?
I was just sitting here in my chair like, okay, let's go there. Let's do this. What
yeah.
better way to bring in a Friday night than listen to you guys?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I just want to tell you, I'm definitely going to be a fan of you guys because, I mean, I love the you know, the music in it, and it's just phenomenal. And hands down, you know, hey, you guys got it going on.
Thank you.
And I will press one to come back and tell you about the rest of your songs once I hear them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Now let me ask y'all, what's the best thing and what's the worst thing about being in a group?
Well, the best thing, I'll start with the best thing. I'll let her
okay.
do the worst thing. Because she's the one that usually complains. So I always say, you know, it's great knowing somebody has your back, the support system. And just the I don't know about her, but I enjoy the collaboration of it. And when things meld into that sound that we want, when the ideas flow and it comes together, that's the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I don't have a worst thing because me and sis are very close. We might disagree, but we know Mama always taught us how to disagree without extra drama. So we have our moments, we move on, and we keep it moving. But we hang out. We're the best of friends. There really is no worst part. The best thing in the world for me could be to be on that stage with my big sis and do what we do.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. That's y'all gotta applaud that. All right, in the format, but which one is the mean, which one is the nice, which one is the grumpy, which one is the just leave me alone right now, you know.
I think
let
we did that.
Yeah, we both have, I think, that Dr. Jekyll Hyde within us both. So there's times
mm-hmm.
when she's all business and I want to have fun and be silly, and then it'll
mm-hmm.
switch up when she's, you know, the one that's want to be focused and she might not be, you know, ready to do something, and I'll be like, come on, let's get to it.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it all balances out. We actually really balance each other out well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We always laughed and said if we had a reality show, people wouldn't like our show because there's no drama. We don't have drama.
Now, we just enjoy the music. We enjoy what we do. We do have our moments when, you know, there's disappointments in life and you got to pick yourself up and move forward and believe that things are going to be right for you and that things are going to work out. So that we do lend each other that support because we want to make sure we stay motivated. And that's a beautiful thing. But overall, I mean, we really have a little bit of all of that in each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about this new one, Deja Vu. Deja Vu? Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. That new CD y'all got coming out. Tell us about that.
Well, it's out. It came out November 6th.
Okay.
It is basically... We both have different meanings, so I'm gonna let her say it, and then I'll say mine. But for me, the album is our relationship with music in song. everything that we went through. So behind every song, that's pretty much what we felt or what went on in the last some odd years that we were going back and forth with, are we really going to put a record out now? Are we coming back or are we not? We're just going to stay behind the scenes and continue working with other people. So, I mean, I love the album. I'm proud of it because we wrote it. We produced it. It's all us. There's nobody telling us what to do or how to do it. And I stand by it 100%.
Okay.
And, you know, I would say that for me, it's just getting to know us as artists. That's really the meaning for me is that, you know, we're putting ourselves out there. We're giving you a little bit of who we are, an introduction as to who we are and some of the influence in the sound that we have and in the, you know, the genre that people may categorize as some of the things that we love about music. You can find those elements in this album.
Okay. Now, I know y'all stopped for a while, and then y'all came back. Like you said, y'all stopped for a while, then y'all came back and decided to do the new debut, Deja Vu Who. What's the difference between what y'all did back then compared to what Deja Vu Who is out now? What's the difference?
Well, for me, I think there's a level of maturity and a different perspective in the way we write our music now, in the way we, you know, express ourselves. You know, we always were songwriters, but this project seemed to mean so much more because it was just truly 100% from the heart, and it's just all us.
Yeah.
It wasn't us trying to fit a mold or trying to find, you know, the bandwagon to jump on or sound to be like. It was just us being creative and letting the sound become whatever it became.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Now, I want to get into that single over there, All Right, All Right. Tell us about that single.
It's our introduction back into music where after everything that we went through and everything that we experienced, we knew that it was all right. And we want to share the message with people that regardless of what's going on in your life right now, it will be all right, all right.
So the single's mainly displaying that, you know, because y'all stopped, it was all right for y'all to come back and do this new CD, Deja Vu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
so we're going to get into that right now, ladies. All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more fire by Deja Vu off their new debut CD. Deja Vu. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Love and Entertainment is butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Now, let me ask y'all. Now, would y'all consider yourself more of a R&B gospel, or would y'all consider yourself more just an R&B group?
No, we're more R&B. We just have inspirational and motivational pieces behind everything that we do.
Yes. Yes, y'all do, because I was feeling
yes.
that. It's like, it makes you
feel all right now, right?
Things. Yeah. Exactly. I'm
See?
Sitting up listening. I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow. Now, compared to, you know, since y'all was dealing with the music in the 90s, and now y'all dealing with the music in the new millennium,
mm-hmm.
do y'all see, like, a difference in between those music, or do y'all still see people trying to make ways to do the same thing? And if y'all do, what you feel is the difference between the music that's out now compared to the music that was back then?
Ooh. Okay, so, like, for me, I just feel like a lot of the music today is, it's not, the stories are not behind it. I don't always feel the pain and the pleasure and the, I just think sometimes people are just putting songs out there and not really thinking about the overall story of what they're trying to say. And, you know, we came from a genre where you have to put blood, sweat, and tears behind your music for people to feel it. Even if it's a party track or if it's a ballad, like, I'm not getting that from everybody. But then again, a lot of stuff I listen to is indie. I don't listen to mainstream.
Okay.
You can
okay.
still get that feeling from the indie perspective. Mainstream, I tend to shy away from a little bit.
Okay,
I understand
that.
I mean, for me, I think there are still artists who are trying to hold on to that legacy of musicianship that's in the music that's been passed down to us from all the greats. But in changes in climate and trends, there are certain things that are picked up because it's promoted more, and a lot of times it's what's pushed in the face is usually what people, you know, are picking up a little bit more. There's still a high level of respect for, you know, the true R&B and the soul, and I think that to some degree there are still artists who are trying to keep that history with us.
Okay. Well, we have a call on the line. I want to bring them on. Excuse me. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi,
how
are you?
Good. I must say, I'm enjoying the interview. I am enjoying the music. I like it.
Thank you so much.
It gives us, like, I think, you know, what we need, you know, and especially in this era, because we don't have, like, the soulful music, you know. We have everyone that's trying to do what everybody else is trying to do, you know.
Yes.
But to come with your own unique sound, that's always a blessing by itself, and I like it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much.
I like it. Okay, so where can we get the music from? I heard it came out in November.
Yes. You can get it on iTunes. Any place that sells digital albums, it's available. So iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon. You can buy a Google Play. You can buy a hard copy from Amazon. We're actually trying to update our website where you can get it directly from us, and if you get it from us, we will sign it. So...
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, if are you on social media?
Yes, I am.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Just follow us, and you'll see the announcement when that's available.
Okay, and then how is your name spelled on Facebook?
It's D-E-J-A-V-O-U-X as an X-ray.
X as an X-ray. Okay, I'm going to follow. Okay, I'll look it up tonight, and I'll find you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, I'm enjoying myself. But so, a question for you, real quick though. What age group are you looking for? Because I've heard the songs, and I think you can hit everything. You can hit every age. But what are you looking for?
That's our goal. We found that our market is between 18 and 37.
Excellent.
But our goal is to reach everybody. There's a message for everybody.
I agree. I definitely agree. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Thank
and,
you.
Where are you from? Where are you from so much?
I'm from New York, Long Island.
Oh, okay. You definitely got to try to make one of our next performances, and, you know, you let us know we're there. We shout you out.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Right. Thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome.
Make sure you stay on the line, because I'm going to have them mention everything before they leave this session. Before they leave this show.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. We have another caller for y'all. We're going to put them on. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey. Hello? Deja vu?
Yes, you're on the air.
We know that, yes, man.
Hello.
My name is DJ Kev T.
Our favorite DJ. Kev T in the house.
Hey.
What's up, man?
How you doing,
on,
ladies?
Jeff?
What's up?
We're doing well. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year. You know, I had to check in. You know, these ladies are awesome, man, and they make such great music, and, you know, it's coming from the heart, and sometimes when I'm performing with them, man, I can feel it. I feel like I want to cry sometimes. These ladies are on point. And, Riff, you know I don't really mess with people and stuff, man, unless I really, really, truly like them a lot, and these ladies are awesome, man. Deja Vu is awesome.
No,
we love you, Kev.
We love you, Kev, man.
Love y'all, too, man. You know,
yeah, Kev,
I don't know. I try, man. You know, I don't know if they mentioned, but they perform at the Sugar Bar. They do a once a month thing at the Sugar Bar, Ashford and Simpsons. I don't know if they mentioned that.
No, we didn't yet.
Oh, you didn't get to that. All right, I'll leave that for y'all.
They do want to know one thing though, Kev. I'm gonna put it out on the spot. They would like to know how I got that remix.
Guilty as charged. I did it.
That's all right.
That remix is.
Yeah, it's all good.
Guilty as charged. I sent it in. They're awesome, man. They're awesome. You know, people really need, like, you know, everybody's always saying they want real music, good soulful music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here it is, Deja Vu.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kev.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's why we're still going, though. People like Kev that support us.
But exactly. Now, what I want to know is now, since we got you on the air, Kev, with Deja Vu, and we thank you, how did y'all actually meet up?
Me and Deja Vu have a mutual friend named Cream,
mm-hmm.
and Cream brought me over to where they do their thing at the Sugar Bar. I'd ask for the Simpsons Sugar Bar every last Saturday of the month. So that's how we all connected. It's been a lot of years, too.
Yeah,
it's been a number of years. So it's nothing brand new. It's been several years. Yeah.
Wow. Like when we met Kev, it was like we knew Kev from day one. It just melded, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Wow.
It's family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kev's good people. That
thing.
Good positive energy.
And that's what you need. Real supportive, you know. You got a lot of people that say it, but don't talk it if you ain't gonna do it, you know.
True.
You talk
absolutely,
talk, you
no. He
has
lived up to He's lived up to his support and then some. We love Kev, man.
Yes, he's always been able to support us. And even during our performances, he's always been there along with us, performing with us, supporting us. So we love him for life.
Oh, see, man. See, this is why I didn't want to call, man.
Kev getting sentimental over the air.
This is why I didn't want to do it, man. Oh, man, now I got to switch subject. Okay, so y'all want to know how long I knew Rich Money?
Oh, hey, no. I filled them in already, all the way from Robin Hill with the PM Profile. For those who don't know right now, the lines is flooded. This is my man, DJ Kevski from WBLS. You catch him on Saturday nights, 9 to 11, doing his thing, Hard Body Fly.
Yeah, people don't realize when they meet Kev, that's a legend right there. That's a hip-hop
legend. He really is. But he's so humble. He's always pleasant. That's why I love him. He's always smiling. No matter what, he's always smiling.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's because I'm broke. I smile when I'm broke.
Oh man. Smiling.
Yeah,
broke.
Man. Well, I don't want to bust up y'all interview. I just wanted to check in and let y'all know I'm here. I'm listening. I'm always supporting. Y'all stuff will be rocking on WBLS in a couple of weeks.
Oh, all right, Kev.
All right.
I'm going to sneak it in. Don't tell nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Don't tell nobody. But, yeah, I don't want to take up too much time. I just wanted to check in and tell y'all are dynamite.
Thank you, Kev.
You too, man. We love you.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So I will catch y'all on the next one.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to hit you up.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
That was Kev Ski, Dons and Divas, 107.5 WBLS. Now, ladies, I want to get into another one of y'all's singles. Fantasize.
What you know about that fantasize?
Tell us about that one.
Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you know, again, this is why we want to make sure people understand there's inspiration in what we do, but we are R&B, and this is one of those songs that, if you listen to the story, it's just simply about the imagination and again, possibilities when you meet someone or there's things about a person that you like, your imagination can run away with you and you start to fantasize. It's a fun record, you know. We love the SOS band, and one of our influences
okay.
that we wanted a nice funk sound, and it kind of evolved into what it sounds like.
Okay. We're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more from Deja Vu. Fantasize. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's butter.
What's up, ladies? It's your favorite DJ, Kev Ski. Yo, I heard the album, and it's real dope, but I know y'all going to put a remake on there, right? I'm just saying, it wouldn't be Deja Vu without it.
Yeah. yeah.
I got to tell you, ladies, God bless everybody. And I'm going to keep it real with you. If it wasn't, I'll be straight up and tell you, well, listen, you know what, ladies, y'all been going for a while, maybe such and such. But you can't tell me this ain't going to make the chart. But we definitely going to be rotating, y'all. You can't going to throw it on WBLS, too. It's going to
yeah.
be happening. It's definitely going to happen.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Now, I want to ask y'all one more question before y'all give out all your information. What gave y'all that drive to want to do Deja Vu after y'all stopped? What actually gave you that drive to say, okay, you know what? I know y'all said bits and pieces of it earlier, like, okay, you know, we could do such and such. But what really made you be like, all right, you know what? Sis, let's go back in there, let's do this, and let's make it happen. Like, what? Who was the first one to actually pick up that drive to really like, okay, let's go, let's go, let's do this. We're going to make this happen.
Well, actually, you know, it was Cream because he put together the venue and we started performing again just as an opening act, and we started getting more requests. People wanted us to come back, and he was like, you know, y'all really need to do this on a regular basis and not just fill in when we need you.
And then we met the producer, DJ from Critical Sounds Productions, and he said, I want to go and you know, get it done with y'all. I'll work with you and get everything done. And he helped us just be ourselves on record. And everything, again, just fell into place. So between Cream, the people who just kept asking for us, and D-Gate, those three elements is really what brought us back here.
Yeah. Because, I mean, had it not been for them expressing that, you know, they really felt like we needed to do more, I don't think we would have thought about doing more.
Wow, okay. Well, we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Happy New Year, Daddy.
Hello?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, those are my kids. Happy New Year. that's my baby daughter. She's 10 years old. And who wants to chat with you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I love you,
okay,
Daddy.
Well, I love you too, baby. Oh, okay. Well, that was my daughter. Okay, listen, you have to say Happy New Year to you have to say Happy New Year to Deja Vu too. They're some big girls. They're gonna be making it big in the music industry, you know, like Jesse on TV and all that. They're already out there, so you gotta say hello to them too. They making it, they doing it big in the music industry now. Make sure you say Happy New Year to them too.
How cute is that?
Oh, thank you for calling.
They missed their dad.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right, sweetheart. I hear somebody else in the background. I don't know who that is.
It's Cherie.
Oh, and my niece. Hey, Cherie.
Hey.
Hello, Cherie. Well, we thank y'all for calling. I'm going to call y'all
thank
right after the
show,
all right?
Girl.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
See, the kids love Deja Vu, too.
Uh-huh.
We love the kids.
That was my daughter giving shout-out to Deja Vu and myself. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Well, Deja Vu, I want to thank y'all. It's definitely an honor having y'all on. Y'all welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. You know, we're going to put you on a GQ Palace magazine. We're going to rotate the tracks on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Probably might even squeeze it in there on a Sunday, a spiritual Sunday day, or a Crossroads Temple day. You know?
Okay,
well,
okay.
It got that inspirational feeling, you understand?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it definitely does. And
well,
like I said, one of the hosts for them is Atlantic Star, Scribby Hunter, which I'm pretty sure y'all heard of him. You know,
oh, yes.
So maybe,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was in Mama's rotation on Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get Scribby Hunter to interview y'all on a Sunday as well.
Okay.
And do it like that.
Well, Rich, we just want to thank you again for having us, man.
No, it was my honor. So I want y'all to give them that information, let them know where they can get the CD, let them know how they can contact y'all, let them know what shows y'all have coming up. I'm going to also keep y'all informed about the February 24th show, but give them all your information.
You can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/wearedejavu. That's DEJAVOUX. Twitter.com/TEMusic1. Instagram.com/TEMusic1. ReverbNation.com/DejaVu. But you can get all of that on the website, DejaVuMusic.com. Everything tells you about our appearances, our events, what's coming out, where we are, what's going on, anything. Go to DejaVuMusic.com, and that'll also give you the links to where we have the albums out on iTunes and Rhapsody, Amazon, Google Play. It's at least on 34 different sites, so you want to go to the website to pick one.
Wow. Wow. Like I said, it's definitely an honor. And if y'all have any exclusive, please send them in so we can play them and rotate them. We definitely going to put one of those singles on a CD. You know, we do the mix CDs and send them out through the tri-state area as well.
Okay.
We definitely going to do that. But I want to thank y'all and tell you it's definitely an honor having y'all on.
Well, thank
you.
It
was a pleasure being here.
Yes.
Thank you, Rich Money. Really was. Thank you, Rich Money. We love you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love you, too. And y'all welcome back anytime.
Thank you. We'll be back.
All right. Deja vu, dog. Don't forget to get that new CD. Deja vu is bananas. It's ridiculous. You know, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the hosts. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I also want to thank my baby girl. You know, thank you for calling. And my niece, Sheree, give them a round of applause. Thank you for calling in. Now, don't forget, GQ Palace has 9 different episodes a week with 12 different hosts. On Sunday, you have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Miss Lavina Polite, as she brings you the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, and elders, quoting scriptures of the Bible. Also, feel free to call in and give your testimony. She also plays gospel music as well. That's from 7 to 9 on Sunday. Then from 9 to 10, we have Timothy Squibby Hunter, and he interviews some of the best gospel artists and hip-hop gospel artists from 9 to 10 on Crossroad Temple. So that's Sunday, 7 to 9, Ms. Lavina Polite, 9 to 10, Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter, Crossroad Temple. On Monday, you have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where there will be random hosts playing the hottest up-and-coming artist music and pioneer music never heard before. Feel free to call in and give your feedback on that as well, any shout-outs you got to give. That's from 8 to 9 on Mondays. I'm sorry, 8 to 9 on Mondays. Then from 9 to 11, you have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane on Mondays. So you got 8 to 9, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, 9 to 11, Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane and her co-host, King Ruzy. Then on Tuesday, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture in sports, doing it how he said, hard body karate. That's Tuesdays, 8 to 10. Then on Wednesdays, from 7 to 9, you have the Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T in the building, discussing their grown and sexy topics and bringing you the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Then right after them, you have Fallout Comedy with my man Chicky Chick from 9 to 10, having you holding your stomach with the funniest jokes going down live on radio. That's 7 to 9 Wednesday, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy with comedian Chicky Chick. Then on Thursdays, you have from 8 to 10, Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin, giving you that truth to the matter feedback on relationships and what's going on in the world of news today and reality. Then on Fridays, you're right back here on Love Entertainment with me, your host, Rich Money. Y'all make sure y'all bundle up because it's cold out there tonight. Don't forget, Swagger got it going on tonight at Stage 48, 605 West 48th Street on 11th Avenue. It's called the Paid in 490s Get Money Edition. It's going to be crazy tonight out there, but make sure you bundle up. keep yourself warm. I am your host, Rich Money. Once again, y'all have a blessed new year. And we're going to go out with something different because this year, this is how GQ Palace is doing it. So make sure y'all tune in because we're doing bigger and better things here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. You know how we do it.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Jersey.